This is the Patriots Pregame Social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady takes the snap. Back to throw. Fires left. Caught. First down. Branch inside the 10. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
The Pregame Social is the world's biggest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Back-to-back world championships, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Paul Perillo and Andy Hard of Patriots Football Weekly are here to do the grilling as your hosts.
This week, the Pats open the 2011 regular season in Miami against the Dolphins.
Now, Paul and Andy get you ready for the game.
Live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium.
Patriots Nation, welcome to the Patriots Pregame Social.
14 games down and 2 to go here on Monday Night Football, where your New England Patriots are getting ready to take on the Miami Dolphins, followed at 10 o'clock Eastern Time by the Denver Broncos and Oakland Raiders. But we don't care about the 16th and final one. It's number 15 that Andy Hart and Paul Perillo care about. The Patriots are getting ready to kick off the 2011 season, and we're getting ready, Andy, to kick off the 2011 season of the Patriots Pregame Social.
This time it counts.
This time it's for real.
Yeah.
In the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium.
Maybe you should do a fake voice every time. You do it much better.
You're looking live.
I'm pumped.
I am very excited.
I don't know this weekend how you could not be pumped for this game.
The weather is not at all conducive to football. It's absolutely gorgeous outside. I can only imagine how much warmer it is down in Miami. But
hot,
this was
sticky,
a beautiful beach
rained.
Day. A beautiful beach day here in the New England area, in the Foxborough area. We're excited to kick off our regular season maiden voyage of the Patriots Pregame Social, and we're excited to have you be a part of that. So we want to make sure we reiterate. I know most of you have been with us all summer long for the preseason, but we might have some newbies tonight, Andy. So let's explain.
I hope we have some newbies. Bring it. It's regular season.
Why don't you explain some of the different ways that fans can participate in our fan first show?
Well, it's very, very interactive. That's
absolutely
what we want to emphasize. You're on the Facebook page in all likelihood listening to us right now. You can interact there on the Facebook page. You can send your photos to either webradio@patriots.com. You can tweet your photos. We love Twitter. If you use any tweets, whether you send it to myself at Jumbo Hart, Paul at PFW Paul, regardless, use the hashtag PPGS. That's hashtag PPGS. We want it to be interactive. We want your questions. We want your comments. We want your photos, where you are, what you're drinking, what you're eating. Hopefully you got out of work a little bit early so you can listen to us. You can get a little oiled up for the game and ready to go. Please don't use the F-bombs that you just sent in from one of our tweets, but we'll be reading tweets throughout the show. We'll have polls on the Facebook page. Our good buddy Matt is setting those up. We got some good ones tonight. So much easier, by the way, to do polls in the regular season when stuff actually matters.
When you actually have an idea of who might be
playing. When you have 53 players down to 46 players, down to actual starting lineups and relevant guys. And right off the bat, we should talk about the biggest news. Sebastian Vollmer deactivated, downgraded to out last night among 5 players downgraded to out. He was the biggest name, but Jermaine Cunningham was also downgraded. And Taylor Price.
Taylor Price, not good.
Starts 2011 the way he started 2010 as a day of game inactive. But Vollmer is the interesting one for a number of reasons. First and foremost, Nate Solder looking to make his NFL debut, his NFL start, and see a lot of Cameron, the Canadian Assassin Wake. I just made that up on the fly. Not sure that's his nickname.
I'm pretty sure you made it up, though.
But 14 sacks last year, a menace off the edge for these Dolphins. And that's what Nate Solder has to look forward to tonight. Also probably has to look forward to some help from the Gronkowski brothers on the edge there as he deals with Wake. But that's a concern, even more of a concern, in my opinion, is the fact that you started the year with 8 offensive linemen on the roster. One of them is hurt in Sebastian Vollmer with a back, mispracticed last week and deactivated.
Correct.
Ryan Wendell has been deactivated, is out. So you're down to 6.
He's got the
healthy calf. 6 healthy offensive linemen. And your prime backup on the edge, Nate Solder, is now your starter at right tackle. You do not have a tackle backup. Be interesting to see if there is any move announced prior to the game.
I would anticipate
someone getting called up from the practice squad, potentially Thomas Welch, former draft pick, tackle type, who
seventh
spent
round
last year
pick
with the Vikings,
last year out of Virginia,
knows the system, which, you know, right now when you don't have anybody, when you're thinking of maybe having to move Logan Mankins from guard to tackle, should something happen to either Light or Solder, be interesting to see what happens there. And let's not forget, while Solder's the rookie, we also have Matt Light coming back from shoulder surgery. Now, he was healthy once he was removed from PUP in the preseason, but, you know, that's still an issue we might want to keep an eye on when they're basically without a backup at this point. So any injuries, and they could be scrambling there along the offensive line, the offensive front. If you want to talk about that and anything else, hit us up on Twitter, at Jumbo Hart, at PFW Paul. Hit us up on Facebook or webradio at patriots.com, webradio at patriots.com, and send plenty of photos with a Patriots logo displayed somewhere in the photo. Make us find it. We're like the bunny on the Playboy cover. You got to find the Patriots logo on occasion.
And remember, when you send those tweets to us, put the hashtag in there, PPGS.
PPGS.
Patriots, Patriots pregame social. Also, you can send the emails to webradio at patriots.com, as Andy said, and you can hit us up on the Ace Ticket hotline at 508-298-0398. Once again, that's 508-298-0398. We are going to have an awful lot for you tonight. We're going to start off with something that we like to do at the top of every show. Andy, you know, that's something I like to do. Start and
tonight's the perfect one. Literally, your pregame tailgate is taking place at dinner time. You know, 4 or 5 o'clock, you're eating, you're getting ready for the game, and then boom!
Just how confident are you heading into a season about the Patriots and their situation? Has anything that happened over the weekend changed your thoughts? You know,
Sebastian Vollmer got hurt.
Well, I'm talking more about the 14 games that have been played. Did the Buffalo Bills open your eyes as a potential team that might be heard from this season? Did the Jets finding a way to steal a victory last night after Tony Romo threw up all over his shoes, did that bother you any more so than anything else? The Patriots are heading for a big division clash down in Miami, a place that they have not historically played overly well. A little bit better lately, but overall, not the greatest place to open a season. We like to check in with fantab.com every week to find out exactly, take the pulse of Patriots Nation, for a lack of a better term. And Andy Hart usually checks in with that. Andy Hart, have you been on the Facebook, the fantab.com page?
Of course. Okay, I'm always on the fantab.com page. I say Patriots fans got some work to do. They better get on there and show their stuff, because they're in second place in the AFC East
behind?
For the first time I've noticed. Behind tonight's opponent, the Miami Dolphins,
have
an average rating of 90. Patriots only 86. You are 4 points behind.
You are not going to let this happen. You're going to let the Miami Dolphins fans that think so little of their team that they sold out the game about an hour before the deadline on Thursday.
With some corporate
assistance. Help, all kinds of corporate help. You're going to let them outdo you on fantab.com. That's a disgrace.
There's only one
I know
way
I
to
got
fix it.
I got mad at the end of the preseason, and I, you know, sometimes I get a little upset, sometimes I use words I don't necessarily mean. But I mean them in this case, Andy. I'm upset at this. This is not the kind of confidence level.
Are you going to swear?
No, this is not the kind of confidence level Patriots fans should have heading into a season. They're a Super Bowl contender. Many places they're a Super Bowl favorite. Act like one. You know in the movie Rudy? You saw Rudy, right?
Yes.
You know when the captain goes up and he puts his shirt down and says to Coach Devine he didn't want to play, he wanted Rudy to play for him? And Coach Devine says, "You're our All-American and our captain. Act like one." He said, "I believe I am, sir." I don't think Patriots fans are acting like Patriots fans should be acting.
Now, what they need
to
do to solve this is, because the fans that are already signed up, okay, you've registered your confidence rating. I don't want you just going out there and fluffing it up just to beat the Dolphins. But we need fans who are confident in their team to
tell
sign
me why.
Up
and tell
for
me
FanTab.
Why.
Go on there, use your Twitter, use your Facebook to log in and create an account, and then vote your confidence rating. It's got to be higher than an 86. How can you be less confident than Dolphins? The Dolphins have a bad owner, they have a bad coach, and they have a bad quarterback. You, as a Patriots fan, have a great owner, a great coach, and a great quarterback. this makes no sense that the Dolphins would have a higher average rating than the Patriots. So get your butts on there while you're drinking, while you're eating. In this day and age, we know you can do it on your phone. We know you can do it on your laptop. It's not like you have to trudge to the desktop in the back office somewhere in your house. Do it on the move. Get on fantab.com, log in, and get the rating up, because this is an embarrassment that the Patriots are in second place in the East and the Jets are in last place. That's good.
So that's fantab.com. You get over there and sign up right now. As Andy said, you can do it through Facebook. You can do it through Twitter. You can use the same account. You don't have to buy anything. It doesn't cost anything. All it does is show your passion for the New England Patriots, and you can get on there and talk some trash with other fans, particularly Jets fans, but around the division. The fact that our confidence level is only second best in the AFC East is not sitting well with me right now, so I'm going to move on. I also want to tell you, Andy, a little bit later on in the show, around the 6 o'clock hour, we will touch base with Benjamin Volin from the Palm Beach Post, beat writer for the Miami Dolphins, so we'll get his take on the enemy sideline. We'll see what the Miami Dolphins have in store tonight. I wonder if they're licking their chops over the prospect of Cameron Wake or Koa Meese locking horns with a rookie making his NFL debut tonight in Nate Solder.
Don't forget JT. Not Justin Timberlake, but
yeah, well,
Jason Taylor.
You know what? It's funny that you say that.
Justin Timberlake might be there, too, because they have a big party down there.
I did totally forget about him.
They shouldn't.
And I just feel like he's one of those guys that signed a contract with Miami to retire. I didn't know he's actually still going to wear a uniform.
I mean,
you do know that I think he's one of the most overrated players ever.
I do, and you said that right when he was, you know, in the midst of maybe his greatest season ever.
Yeah.
And let's
I wonder
not
what
forget,
happened that year.
I believe he had 5.5 sacks last year for the Jets.
I know. He's been a terrific player for a lot of years. I think he's a little long in the tooth, but he's
And around here, I'm not sure we should sniff about guys who had 5.5 sacks when we had a guy with 5.5 sacks that led the team and missed the last month of the season because he had a concussion.
Right. No, I
know we got this new high-powered defense and all, and we look down our nose at people like just Jason Taylor.
I was being a little sarcastic and facetious when it comes to Jason Taylor. Obviously, he's a great player. Who knows? Maybe even a Hall of Fame player.
I think he is a Hall of Fame player. But more importantly, I'm intrigued to talk to the, what's his name? Ben Violin from the
Benjamin Volin.
Oh, Volin.
Volin,
whatever. But, you know, this is a huge game for the Miami Dolphins. This is a big, big game. I think they want to prove something to their fans.
I like Kraft and Mayo.
There's like six sound bites just played all at once. But, you know, we're all in early season form. We're like the kick and punt coverage units you've seen across the league over the first weekend. They're struggling to come together a little bit. Paul struggling. I'm struggling.
By
Kevin's
any chance, was Miami's fan tab rating 100?
No.
Oh, okay.
90. Why?
Because AJ in Peabody is saying, we can't beat the Dolphins fan tab. They only have one fan on there. And he voted it. It's 100.
They have more than one.
Okay. I'm sorry, I cut you off in the middle of a sentence there to get that.
I'm used to it. What are you most excited about tonight? Is that our first poll? What's our first poll? Can we get that read on the air so we get fans?
Get us the first poll ready. I'll tell you what mine is while they're doing that, Andy. To me, it's all about that defense. I've been saying it all
Slightly.
Summer. I want to see how Jerod Mayo is used. I want to see if Albert Hainsworth can do it. I want to see Andre Carter coming off the edge. I want to see this new defense in action. I want to see it.
I said this the other night on Comcast television. Great network, by the way. You can see me on Wednesday night at 6:30 if you have that channel.
Yeah.
I really think the guy that's in the spotlight tonight is Pouncey, the rookie center, because literally, think about what he has in store for him. He lines up. He comes out of the huddle. He looks left. Oh, yeah, there's Vince Wilfork. He's a pretty good player now. He looks right. Oh, yeah, there's Albert Hainsworth. He's a pretty good player now. What the hell am I going to do? And it's not like he's surrounded by, you know, Logan Mankins and John Hanna. That offensive line is terrible, and the strength of the line would obviously be Jake Long, the Pro Bowl tackle, but he's a good body away from Mr. Pouncey. He's not going to be helping out on Hainsworth and Wilfork all that often. Pouncey's going to earn his bones tonight against two of the best defensive linemen potentially in the game. I think that's a mismatch that the Patriots really need to exploit early on.
I agree. Kevin, you have the first Facebook poll for us?
Yeah, it's which on-field battle will you be watching watching for tonight? McCourty versus Marshall, Solder versus Wake, the Patriot linebackers trying to cover Reggie Bush, or the Patriots pass rushers versus Jake Long.
So they got a little bit of your Patriots front against the Dolphins front.
The last one here is Hainsworth and Wilfork versus the Miami offensive line as
yeah,
well.
Yeah,
that right there is going to be an ass whooping of gargantuan proportions.
That is the leader in the clubhouse right here with 47% of the votes.
That right there is going to be the reason that everybody else has success, because I do expect this defense to have some success tonight. Andre Carter will benefit off one side. Mark Anderson might benefit off the other. Gerard Mayo. And in the back end, I think you're going to see a hurried and harried Chad
Kraft Henne. And Mayo go together.
And I just think you are going to see some turnovers and some big plays for this defense. And I think they may not get the plays, but you're going to say Will Fork and Haynesworth contributed to that.
So head to the Patriots Facebook page right now if you want to vote on that, and we'll be sure to have another one up coming up pretty soon.
Excellent. And as Andy, as you were wrapping up there, there was a overhead shot of Sun Life Stadium, or whatever they call it nowadays, in Miami.
Fins
I think
up.
I think I saw Fred and Eric.
Did you?
No. I was joking.
Sun
was
reflecting off Eric's head.
Legitimately, it was like an overhead shot. It was,
well, Fred's got pretty fat shoulders. You maybe could see those from space.
The only thing maybe you could see was Eric's nose, but I even think that was out of range.
And we've succeeded, Paul Perillo. I just refreshed my FanTab page.
Yes.
Up to 89. We are now 1 point behind the Miami Dolphins in fan confidence rating. Dolphins.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but we're putting the power of Patriots Nation to work on FanTab. I'm going to refresh again in a few minutes, and you'll be in second place in the AFC East. Not even where you belong, because as of now, the Bills look like they could be a second or third place team. The Jets are certainly in the mix. You should be in last place in the AFC East.
Yes, and Pete in Hampshire, England, very very happy with that, because he heard our rant on the Dolphins and on the Dolphins fans. So he's now convinced that we're all pond scum and underconfident. So he's going to be very excited to hear that we have overtaken, well, at least gotten in the same wave. Was it one percentage point behind Miami? We're in the same category now.
Yes,
least,
we're knocking
class.
On them. They hear the footsteps like Patrick Peterson on that guy trying to chase him down on the punt return in the game
funny yesterday.
All right,
let's take a first shot to the Ace Ticket hotline right now and hit up Jeff in Las Vegas. Jeff's a regular here on the Patriots pregame social. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Greetings from Vegas.
Heidi ho, lady neighbor.
Real quick on the game. Looks like it's Patriots minus 7, and I'm looking for two things to happen. Either Patriots win big going away, or have like one of those real close games that could go either way. So I'm going with New England, but a small little insurance play. You're getting Miami on the money line at plus 280, if that means anything to you guys. So
not a thing.
A little bit of a straddle, if you will.
I think you'll be okay. I really, really think the Patriots are going to control this game. I don't think the 7 points will ever be in question. I think this is going to be an easy, easy opening day win. I would liken it to the Ravens game yesterday. The only difference is the Patriots will be dominating a far inferior foe, whereas the Ravens dominated a team many expect to compete for the postseason.
Jeff, why are you hedging your bets a little bit? I mean, just step out there on the limits. Week one, you have 16 right. more weeks after this to recoup any losses. Step out there.
Paul, that's a great question. The answer is I know that Miami is really placing an emphasis on winning at home.
Yes. That's a good point really because they went would they go 1-7?
1-7 last year. They're also putting on an emphasis on the unknown and being, you know, unpredictable, a team that no one could prepare for because of the new weapons on offense. And I think that is a dangerous, dangerous thing in the first week of the season, especially for a team in this matchup that unveiled the Wildcat so successfully against the Patriots and literally had the Patriots at a loss, had no idea what was going on, had no idea what to do, and by the time they recovered, it was far too late. If something like that were to transpire tonight, you might want to hedge your bets.
Exactly right, Andy, and we know that Bill has indicated previously that week one, the game plan, you know, isn't as useful. You don't have, as much to go on.
That's a good point. And, Jeff, thanks for the call, and thanks for leading us off tonight on the Patriots pregame social. No, that's a good point because you do have that newness this season. We saw a lot of it over the weekend, you know, whether it be special teams that you always seem to see, kicks and punts being returned for touchdowns. And you just saw, you know, Cam Newton throwing for 422 yards. Who had that one in their things to watch for in week one? I don't think.
Did really I not have that in the six pack? I think I had it in the
Cam
six
Newton
pack.
Will throw for 422?
It was 6.1. It had, you know, 422 for Newton. I expected it.
Kevin, did you happen to see our buddy Freddie Kirsch sending in some photos?
Yeah, they're going up on the Facebook.
Excellent.
Nice.
Excellent. From the press box. So evidently Team Patriots has arrived. I did see Tom Brady walking out of the bus, you know, that obligatory shot they always show on the pregame shows.
I just want to say the power of Patriots Nation continues to speak. We are now tied with the Miami Dolphins, up 4% in the last 5 minutes or so. Well done, people. The numbers are rising at FanTab, and it should only be a matter of time before the Dolphins go in the direction they belong, towards the basement of the American Football Conference Eastern Division.
I think they're going to be in for a long year. I think this
game
tonight...
I don't think Sperano will end the season as the coach.
No, it's not... I don't hold this against him. It's not his fault. He's been
Mike
put in
Nolan
a position
will be
to
the
only fail.
Interim head coach.
He can
late
only
in the year.
Fail. I think he's going to resign. I think Sperano's going to quit in the middle of this. Because
certainly
of
sounded
how,
like it on the conference call this week.
Because of how he was treated. But I think that Miami is... I think this is going to be a tougher game tonight than you do.
You're a pessimist. I'm an optimist.
What is pessimistic about? I think the Patriots are going to win. I mean, that's really pessimistic.
Patriots are the best team in football, playing a team that you think will have a different head coach in December.
I don't know that the Patriots are the best team in football.
That's
I haven't
what
seen
the odds makers say.
I haven't seen them play a game yet.
That's what the odds makers say.
Yeah, that's what they said last year, too.
Yeah, and they won 14 games.
But they weren't the best team in football.
They were in the regular season. This is a regular season game.
Well, okay, this is a different...
Ding, 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 ding. First fight of the night. Andy with a knockout blow. Tune in later for another one when I whoop Paul Perillo's butt yet again.
You know, I hate to use Fred as my moral arbiter, but, you know, you yelling when someone else is talking doesn't make you win the argument.
It's a regular season game. I win. Fact, not opinion.
This is a different regular season. Fact, not opinion.
When someone's talking, you have to shut up.
No, I don't.
How many teams? 14? No. How many teams... have already won games. 14, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's 14 teams with a better record than the Patriots right now.
Sure.
So what are you basing it on?
They're not playing those teams. They're playing the Dolphins.
You're basing it on nothing.
The Dolphins stink. I'm basing it on that.
I agree. But I think tonight in Miami.
On this night in this game.
I think tonight Miami will show up to play and play
a
competitive
game. Is this
one of those
just trying to drum up some talk so
nope.
We're not like Homer pregame show?
Nope. I don't do that. I tell you what
good.
I think. I'll give you my nod tonight when I think the game is over. Matter of fact, I might tweet it. First ever tweeted
feel free
nod.
To tweet
this will be
nod.
The first nod I've ever seen. I'm pretty excited about it.
Maybe I might ask you to leave the room before I give it.
It's the most overrated entity in all of sports.
Wow.
The only season it was really right.
Last year I asked him to like 2007 text me or something when I was
no,
down
that's
the field
not
he
that's
never
not
did.
Even
it's so overrated.
There was plenty
it's
that were the, wrong in 2007.
The nod is the Brandon Merriweather of in-game analysis.
First of all, you're just jealous that you don't have a little thing. You don't have a shtick that you can.
You're right. I don't have a little thing.
Oh, that you would beg to differ based on your normal talk.
You're the host. I can go crazy over here in the analyst chair. You need to steer this ship and keep it on track.
See, this is why I need Fred. Fred needs to stop traveling so he can host this show, and you and I can just do what we do.
No, you should know. I got a little wiener.
We do know. Well, he tells us all the time. Yeah, I mentioned AJ and Peabody a little while ago, Andy Peabody Mass, when he was talking about the other stuff, but he did. Kind of wanted to talk about what you opened the show with Sebastian Vollmer being out and what that means. And he says, despite the glaring edge in quarterbacks tonight, I think AJ might be more on my side here in this argument. Despite the edge in quarterbacks tonight, the game is going to be won in the trenches on both sides of the ball. If Reggie Bush can get to the outside, the Pats defensive end / linebackers, Miami can steal this win. If rookie Nate Solder can't stop Cameron Wake, it's going to really disrupt the Patriots' offense. If the Pats can't stop the Miami pass rush, can the Patriots' defense win the game? And I think that's a great question because I don't think it's going to be as close as AJ says, but he's also putting a lot of ifs in there. Now,
okay, let's look at this.
But I want to ask one simple question. In the last two or three seasons, if the Patriots' offense did not have a good game, this team simply could not win. Will that be different in 2011?
Yes, the defense is better. There's more talent on the field. There's more playmakers on the field. Even if you didn't have all the new faces, the fact that Lee Bodden is back makes this defense that much better, and you're that far ahead of where you were last year. But let's get back to the major point of that email. If Nate Solder can't stop Cameron Wake, do you really think the Patriots are just going to allow that to ruin the game? Or do you think Rob Gronkowski will be attached at the hip, a Siamese twin to Nate Solder? Or do you think
Fred's
the backs
sending
will be
photos
kept
of
in?
His little mini digital TV in the press box.
Okay, good.
Unbelievable.
The Bill Belichick does not allow one person to beat his team. When the
I
Patriots
totally
have
with
problems
him.
With the pass rush, it's because multiple people, many times coming from the inside, are blowing things up. Now, if you're going to tell me Koemisi is going to be great tonight, Nate Solder's going to struggle against Wake, Carlos Dansby's going to be too athletic for the middle line, okay, then the Dolphins will win. But the Patriots are not going to lose because Nate Solder's not ready for Cameron Wake one-on-one, matchup.
I agree with you. Here's the thing that you need to be a little bit more concerned about, not you personally.
I got nothing to be concerned about.
No, I know.
The Pats are going to roll.
The Patriots are the best team because they won games last year in the regular season. I know you've already...
No, they're the best team in this matchup because they have the better coach, the better quarterback, and the better talent.
You've already explained your rationale for why things are going to happen because...
They're better at virtually every position
matchup.
Last year
they were better, so...
You're an idiot. We've reached that point in the show where I first call Paul an idiot.
First of many.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that one thing to be cognizant of when you're watching the pass rush tonight from Miami, and that is Miami's strength. They can put some heat on the passer. Is it through scheme or is it through what you just said, the one-on-one matchups? And, you know, you think the Patriots have an edge in all these matchups. If it's like it was in the Super Bowl against the Giants, if it's like it was with Baltimore in the playoffs, if it's like it was to a lesser extent with the Jets, if it's a front four that are just whooping the Patriots' offensive line, that's a concern. Now, if they're... I totally agree with you. Dante Scarnecchia will not let Cameron Wake dominate for four quarters. He might come out and do something, and they might say, hey, listen, I thought we were going to be able to get by with this. We got to do this and this to make sure that this guy does not disrupt this game any further. And they'll straighten that out. They will not get beaten schematically. But I do have some concerns. Brian Waters, what is he ready to do right now after a week as a Patriot? As you put it earlier, Matt Light, can he go four quarters with that shoulder? He hasn't done that yet. Obviously, the rookie on the right side, the only offensive lineman I have no question about is Logan Mankins. I have some concerns with that offensive line.
Sure. Those are valid.
Wow. I went from an idiot to being valid. Not bad.
No, those are valid, but I'm not sure I see the matchups
But that's the only reason why I think the game may be close for a little while. Well, I think the Patriots
will win
going away.
I don't know if
you
know, they're all professionals, they're all pretty good players. You get to the NFL, you got some talent now.
I know that. Based on the way you talk.
If you want to go with cliches, that's why they play the games.
All I said was I think the game will be a little bit closer than you do.
Well, you're negative.
It's not negative.
I don't know how you could feel confident picking with Chad Henne.
I think the Patriots will win by 14
with a bad offensive line. With no running back to speak of.
31-17. What, Reggie Bush is no running back to speak of?
Certainly not going to. If you want to just hold on to the ball and drive the ball down the Patriots' throats, that's not Reggie Bush.
All right. I was going to move on to the Ace Ticket Hotline because we do have some callers waiting, but now I want to get into this.
Bring it.
You think they'd be better off with a ground-and-pound type runner going against the Patriots than
keeping the Patriots off the field.
Than a lightning in a bottle kind of guy who might be able to make a big play?
Who's the most overrated lightning in a bottle that I've ever seen.
Well, that's news to me that
he's more of a slight spark plug.
I look at it as if you can hold the guy down, but he might be with his speed, especially early in the year before he's worn down. If he pops a cheap touchdown on you, you know, on a run, I don't really think there's much of a chance of the Dolphins going 3 yards in a cloud of dust down the field.
Not with these guys.
No, I mean last year with Ronnie Brown and Ricky Williams.
Well, maybe not, but
if
they
had that's gonna happen
a
to the
good
Patriots.
Running back, I think that's the way you beat the Patriots. I think you have to be able to run the football to beat the Patriots, and I don't think they're going to be able to run the football.
Especially with Daniel Thomas, that's certainly valid.
I mean, if Larry Johnson has to play, if he's in the game,
checkmark
Patriots.
Larry Johnson, forget about it. I mean, they cut the guy. I mean,
there's some questions as to how much Daniel Thomas is going to play.
I agree.
And they're certainly not just going to play Reggie Bush at all. So if Larry Johnson has to play, you might as well just put the W in the column for
the Patriots.
I
just feel like you're dismissing Reggie Bush's explosiveness. And
if he were their third down back, I'd feel fine. I think him as their every down back, that's not how you beat the Patriots.
I don't think he is going to sit there and get you 4 yards every pop. But right. I think what he can be, you know, that guy like Barry Sanders that you can hold down.
Did you just compare Reggie Bush and Barry Sanders?
No, I'm saying he can have one of those games where you hold him down, but all of a sudden he squirts. He might have 10 carries for 12 yards, but then get 50 on the next one.
But
and then you might hold him down again.
In those 10 carries for 12 yards, I think Brady's already put up 10 points or 14.
And that's...
That's the problem. He doesn't keep the offense off the field. So even when he breaks that one, unless that first one is like the first drive,
but that's what I'm
saying.
Done. If that lightning, I don't think there's any chance of a power back going consistently three yards down the field.
I'm not so sure
against this team right now, especially with that offensive line. They need a guy who can do it on his own.
Yeah, I don't.
That's what
I'm talking
about.
I don't think I have the guy to do either.
You miss a tackle backside, all of a sudden he's gone. That's what I would worry about. You miss a tackle backside on, you know, one of those big power backs, and it's a first down. It's a 10-yard gain.
Yeah, I think you need to be able to run the football to beat the Patriots. I don't think the Dolphins can run the football with any consistency tonight.
Well, that I agree with, and they haven't run the ball at all summer long. The offensive line is
stinks.
Is in shambles. You have been very critical of the rookie first-round pick, Mike Pouncey.
Got overdrafted. It's not his fault. He got overdrafted. He would have made a nice
second-round pick. They signed Mark Colombo to play right tackle. He's been a disaster. I think that they, you know, as Fred says, you got Richie Incognito. He's incognito. So I think that they're going to struggle certainly to run the football. But I want to know what you have to say about this. And we do have some calls.
You.
No, I'm talking about the fans.
Oh, big U?
You being, yeah, capital Y. Not capital U, capital Y. But, you know, we have one segment in the books here, Andy.
Already?
The Ace Ticket Hotline. We
the
see
Twitter
you there,
is
George.
Blowing up.
Zach, we're going to get to you as soon as we get back.
Couple open lines.
So, any progress since last week?
I'm afraid not, Doctor.
Oh, come on! Where's the flag?
See? Like I'm not even here.
Nancy, care to respond?
I'm sorry, the paths are driving. What?
Bob said he feels ignored.
Run it! Run the ball!
Ever since she got NFL mobile from Verizon, I'm practically invisible.
Invisible. Interesting. Let's focus on that.
I'm right here, Nancy.
He's open! Throw it! Throw it! Touchdown, Patriots! Yes!
Nancy, put the vase down. Do not spike the vase.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about!
That's the sixth one this week.
Up top, Doc!
Patriots fans? Yeah, they're obsessed. And nothing feeds their need for Pats football like NFL Mobile. Never miss another touchdown on Sunday afternoon with NFL Red Zone. Text NFL to 89115 and let the football insanity begin. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Message and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere.
So, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up. This Angus burger right here, I love it. So, I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. It's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stop listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
The classic, one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats. With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey, just got back from Dunkin' Donuts, grabbed a big and toasty. Any messages?
The presentation needs its 14th revive.
Cool.
You have to fly into China today.
Oh, yeah.
You have a middle seat.
Booyah!
And your car is getting towed.
Bring it!
As we speak, right there.
I live for this!
A big day calls for the Big and Toasty. It's two fried eggs, cherrywood smoked bacon and cheese on Texas toast. Grab this breakfast favorite at Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
People are excited about the new Dunkin' Donuts K-Cup packs. When Joy Otero heard the news on Dunkin's Facebook page, she wrote, "Love it. Come do the Joy Joy Dance! ! Smiley face. Maybe she should try the decaf? America's favorite coffee is now in K-Cup packs. Hurry in today for all five delicious varieties. Available only at Dunkin' Donuts stores. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
This is Patriot defensive end Sean Ellis, and I get ready for every game with Paul Perello and Andy Hart on the Patriots pregame social, live on the Patriots Facebook page.
One can only wonder if Sean Ellis has figured out who Paul Perillo and Andy Hart are.
No chance.
No, another week has gone by.
I only wonder if he's taken the dip out of his mouth.
Well, he didn't, but...
Come on, cut the guy a break.
We are back on the Patriots pregame social.
All right, before you get to George in Winter Garden, George, we're going to get to you in 1 minute.
Go right
ahead.
We
just saw the pregame show with Wendy Nix on ESPN, and it said,
correct,
Patriots will only dress six offensive linemen, and that may still be true. But Mike Reese just tweeted out what we speculated earlier. Patriots have elevated offensive tackle Thomas Welch off the practice squad, according to a league source. This on the heels of Bill Belichick last week, when asked about going into a game without a backup tackle, said, I think you'll see we always have seven offensive linemen dressed. So either Bill's lying or Wendy Nix has bad information on ESPN. Because I would tend to believe they're going to promote Thomas Welch to have him active, not to have him be one of the two remaining inactives that they need to announce, right?
It wouldn't make much sense to me to have a tackle elevated from the practice squad.
Which means somebody else had to be
inactive.
Maneuvered.
Yeah.
No, not only that. Somebody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, no, you had to make a roster move. Yeah,
so somebody either went on IR or was cut, whatever.
Yeah, no, that's my point.
And it can't be Jeff Tarpanian because he's already inactive. So that doesn't...
But you could still put him on IR and get a roster spot just because he's inactive, still on
well,
the
then
active
you'd have
roster.
To add more inactive, another inactive, once you did that.
Yeah.
I was saying
yeah,
you
yeah.
only have two inactives
yeah.
left. You're not going to make Thomas Welch one of those. But
yes,
proceed.
But to make Thomas Welch eligible for the roster,
roster,
you could move
you could.
Him.
Tarpanian.
And as that was a long way of saying, George in Winter Garden, Florida, thanks for holding on. I know you wanted to talk about Albert Haynesworth's health.
Yeah, that, and you guys hit the topic I was talking about. I don't know. I'm very nervous about this game. I have been, I don't know, with the O-line and the secondary. Well, the good thing about the secondary is Chad Henne, but the O-line with their rush has got me really nervous.
I am a little concerned about the offensive line. It's more so depth than talent. I just think that they're a little banged up right now, and I think the one thing that Miami can do a little bit is disrupt the game with their pressure, and I'm a little concerned about it. I think it might make the game a little bit closer than it should be, and Andy doesn't agree. Andy agrees that it's a concern, but doesn't agree that it'll make the game close.
I don't know. I think it's going to make it close, but like I say, hopefully we can get the pressure on Chad and the defense can, you know, keep it good. But I seen this morning on Comcast there that Ainsworth had an illness. Is he okay?
He missed practice this week with an illness, but I generally assume that hopefully that's just a daily thing. He was not deactivated last night when they deactivated five guys. So that is the assumption that he made the trip. And if he made the trip, the assumption is he's going to play. So I expect to see Albert Haynesworth on the field tonight.
Yeah, if he were sick to the point where he couldn't play, I would have to think he wouldn't have made the trip.
Not only would he have made the trip for his side, they wouldn't have wanted him on the plane sitting next to other guys to get them sick.
That's part of my reason.
So I think he's going to play.
All right, thank you, guys. I hope so. And then one other thing off topic. Two of the players we wanted to draft did pretty good yesterday, but one didn't even get activated. He was inactive. Who was it?
Quinn.
Quinn is hurt.
Is he hurt?
Yeah. Well, you don't think
no
he was
snickering.
Inactive. You don't think he was a healthy
you
inactive,
wait.
Do you?
You can miss one game and still win Defensive Rookie of the Year. You watch. You watch, George.
But George,
you make a good point, though. A lot of the PFW favorites showed up favorably over the weekend, over the first week. You happen to see what Randall Cobb did in the Thursday night game?
Yeah, yeah.
PFW had a very good week one in our...
Go Pats, Jets suck.
Yeah!
That says it all right there. Freddie Kirsch has passed along the following, Andy, with regard to our buddy Thomas Welch. He says that he has been signed to the 53, and they released Tarpanian. It will be announced shortly. I don't know. Sometimes
so Jeff Tarpanian out.
When news breaks, we break it.
Why was he here?
Patriots.com
with
radio.
Fred, I do want to, you know, the disclaimer, like you had just said, you know, that Reese reported that and Wendy Nix reported something else for ESPN. You sort of want a disclaimer. Well, I want a Fred disclaimer.
Make sure he's not on IR.
Yes. He may just be out, and he might just vote release. But it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility that he'd be released either. You know,
But he's off the roster.
Right, he's off the roster, and it looks like Thomas Welch is on, which would put the 7 offensive linemen. I would expect him to be the backup swing tackle.
Can I boil this all down, though, for 1 second? You know how you make maple syrup and you boil off all the liquid and you get to the syrup, the actual syrup?
No idea.
The syrup of the situation here is, for me, no different. Whether Logan Mankins has to move to tackle or Thomas Welch has to play tackle, I won't feel good if Matt Light or Nate Solder walks off the field and leaves the game. I don't feel good about Thomas Welch.
No.
At all.
No.
So,
who was the 6th guy?
Conley. He ain't playing tackle.
No, I know that, but I don't feel
Remember
good.
Remember what Sean Ellis did to him at guard?
In any way, shape, or
so,
form.
So, regardless of what happens, if one of those two tackles leaves the game, maybe we should put Hoyer in.
And don't forget, by the way, week one for these guys, they have yet to play 4 quarters, and that's asking a lot down in that heat and humidity. Luckily, Andy, it's a night game, and the sun won't be beating down on them for the entire game. And
well, that's a secondary concern with Brian Waters.
Yeah, no, well, that's what I talked about. He's
but
been
I
here
think,
a week.
I think that's irrelevant. I think that just has to be suck it up, Brian. Get some water, Waters.
All right, we're going to get back to the Ace Ticket Hotline here real quick. Zach in Syracuse, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Where everyone's talking about Solder going up against Wake, and it kind of reminds me of in 2009 when Sebastian Vollmer was a rookie and in the Colts game, and he was matched up against Freeney. And I just remember that there was no play where he was taking him by himself. There was always tight end on that side.
You're
and
right.
If there wasn't a tight end, maybe one of the wide receivers came over and was chipping Freeney before they were going out on their routes, or one of the running backs was chipping in. And it's like you guys said, I'm not concerned about that because there's absolutely no way that they don't give a rookie help.
Right. The only way that becomes an issue is if Misi or Jason Taylor is also going off, because now you can't do it everywhere.
See, but it becomes an issue to me in a minor way in that I agree with you, Zach. I think that they will not allow Nate Solder to be on an island all night, and they shouldn't. But what does it do to the offense? Because
I don't think it does anything. I mean, you're talking about enough weapons on this offense.
Well,
so
I think
Gronkowski
is one of the weapons.
Already is held in. That's his role on this team.
Yeah, well, I don't like
he gets to
it.
Score
I don't think your offense
can.
Is as good when you only have 2 receivers instead of 3.
But that's his role, because he is a good
that's
blocker.
Because you think the other wide receiver is going to actually do something tonight. And I think Bill Belichick
Branch,
doesn't. No.
Ochocinco? Yes, I think they are all going to contribute. Yeah, I also think Woodhead will contribute out of the backfield. This team is not a one-man show. This is not. You know, God forbid Rob Gronkowski stays in, we're never going to score.
Well, I didn't say that you're not going to score why do you take it to such an extreme?
Well,
I think
you just said they're going to
bog down.
I said
it affects the offense.
Well, obviously,
that's all I said.
But it's not going to bog down.
Isn't there a difference between 38 points and none?
And 31?
Can't you go in the middle somewhere?
Yeah, and that's my
point. Why does bog down have to mean nothing?
What?
Just because it
my
bogs,
point is, I don't think the game's going to be that close. That Rob Gronkowski not slipping out for one catch.
You don't
think
Miami should even show up for the NFL season
based on the way
you talk about.
Late in the year, I don't think they should. I think they're going to be an absolute embarrassment. I think the season will be over mid-season for them. Tonight, I think they are not physically equipped to compete.
You hear that, Reggie? He doesn't think you should show up.
Yes, Reggie, I don't think you should show up.
Zach, anything else?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Pouncey getting absolutely annihilated by Will Fork tonight. That's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, they're going to pounce. They are going to absolutely eat him alive. He's going to wish he was back in Florida. Yep.
I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be fun to watch.
Thanks for checking in, Zach.
See ya, Zach.
And Zach brings up a good point. He talked because that was kind of alluding to our first poll. Kevin informs me that we have another poll up on Facebook right now. Kevin, why don't you let everybody know what that one's all about?
Yeah, it's which new Patriots player will have the biggest impact tonight? Ocho, Haynesworth, Brian Waters, Sean Ellis, or Andre Carter?
Haynesworth. Or Carter.
I got to go Carter. I don't think Haynesworth's going to have an impact on this game very much.
I think Carter is going to benefit greatly from Haynesworth. I think you're going to see Carter put up numbers and Haynesworth be the reason.
I don't think Haynesworth's going to be on the field that much.
Oh, I do.
In the early going,
I think
here,
if he
guys.
Gets more than 25 snaps, I'd be surprised.
In the early
25
going.
Snaps, that's half the defensive snaps.
Sean Ellis
says you really think Miami shouldn't even count?
Good Lord.
Now they're only even going to play. They're only going to have 50 offensive plays.
They're going to be in that range, 55, 60 offensive plays.
Stop the fight.
Oh, yeah. Listen to the post-game show where Adam Pac-Man Jones will tell you how right I was.
All right, well, Pablo in Mexico City disagrees with Andy, as most people do. For some reason, this game has given me a bad feeling. What chance do you give Miami? Andy says none. I can see the scenario where our offensive line collapses and Brady has a long day.
Why is the offensive line going to collapse? Tell me why.
I think we've talked about...
You have a Pro Bowl left tackle who's been nothing but healthy and solid since he came off PUP.
But he's not healthy right now.
He's healthy.
He's played a quarter and a half.
I have not seen him limited in any way on the practice field or on the game since he started actually practicing.
But he hasn't played very much. He's played about a quarter.
So you think his conditioning is going to be an issue?
No.
He's not hurt. He's clearly not hurt.
Well, I don't know.
He's not. Physically, I have not seen him.
Why did they activate him off PUP and not play him in a game until 2 weeks later?
To work him into shape.
Physically, he said he wasn't ready.
Conditioning, football.
No, he said his shoulder wasn't ready for full contact.
I've yet to see a single play where he wasn't ready, where he, you know, looked like he was flexing at anything. The only hint you see of that surgery is the special wrap he wears to limit his range of motion. But half the guys in the league wear that now. It's almost like the knee braces. Offensive linemen just wear them.
I think you've somehow succeeded in starting like this conflict. We both think the Patriots are going to win by double digits, but you've painted this scenario in which this.
Breaking news off Twitter,
like
Jeff Tarpinian has been waived. Fred Kirsch right again. Don't you ever doubt him, Paul Perillo.
I am going to doubt him.
It's confirmed by multiple Twitter feeds, the Boston Globe, Boston Herald, Nesson, all reporting Jeff Tarpinian as first reported by Fred Kirsch here on the Patriots pregame social.
That's right.
Hashtag PPGS. If you want all your up-to-date information, get it here first. First reported Jeff Tarpinian, who we never really understood why he was here, is no longer here. He has been removed from the roster, and offensive lineman Thomas Welch, a 2010 seventh-round draft pick of the Patriots, has been promoted to the active roster.
So good job by Freddie Kirsch.
Freddie getting it done. Is Eric even at the game?
In Miami Gardens. Kevin wants me to let everybody know, because you know we always have a lot of international listeners, right?
Hola,
Andy?
Mis amigos.
We have Juan in Colombia checking
si.
In. And
hola,
Paolo,
Juan.
In Portugal.
That's where you say olash, noyarash, to the everything in Portuguese.
Is that it? It's like an SH?
Yes.
Okay.
Ish.
So, yeah, those are a couple of our international fans. Now, someone who is stateside is Johnny in L.A. Johnny, how you doing?
How's it going, Paul?
It's going great.
He's a little reserved tonight.
I am?
No, Johnny in L.A. How's it going, Paul?
Before you make fun of me too much, Andy, I'm on your side tonight.
You should be.
What, that the Miami Dolphins should suspend operations after week four and just quit and get relegated to the D-League?
They need to call their Sun Life provider because they are on life insurance. They need it. They are dead.
I have a new nickname. It's Paul Negatorillo.
Yeah, he likes the Dolphins.
Just to reiterate,
game.
John, I think the Patriots are going to win by double digits.
I don't know if you guys remember, we got a chance to hang out, have some beers and some fun that night. Robert Kraft and I think Meyer Kraft showed up as well in Denver back in 09. And,
yes.
That was just awesome. My sister talked to Scalavino, you know, that turned out disastrous.
Shockingly, it didn't work out.
I do remember that. I remember that.
Yeah, shockingly.
Never does with Eric.
Fell through.
You did everything but put it on a tee for him.
Hey,
yeah,
it's his
yeah.
sister. Can you?
What?
I'm at Sonny McLean's right now in Santa Monica, which is a huge
yes.
Boston bar.
Yeah. What's the Patriots fan attendance tonight? Are we getting packed in for a big one?
It's no one's here right now because everyone's still at work in California, but it'll be loud and rowdy and packed by the time the game starts.
Who works all day when your team is playing Monday Night Football? Pretend you're sick. Get out.
I'll tell you who took the day off today and is a few Sam Adams deep already.
Nice.
Last time I was here was the day the Bruins won the Stanley Cup.
Nice.
And, it was absolutely insane in here. Julian Edelman was here. It was just a nutty night, a lot of fun, and hopefully things end up, you know, something like that at the end of the night tonight.
It will be. Now, it would be cooler if, while watching Julian Edelman and the Patriots kill the Dolphins, if, you know, Tim Thomas were there. That'd be cool, right?
Absolutely.
Keep an eye out for a Bruin, maybe. You never know.
Hey, stranger things have happened.
That's right.
So, Johnny, why am I way off base? How many more than double digits are the Patriots going to win by? Are they going to win by triple digits, like Andy thinks?
No, I just wanted to give you a hard time. I actually think it'll be a close game. Honestly, I think the Patriots are gonna come through later in the game, kind of like last year where it was a close game at halftime, and then the better team prevailed in the second half there.
So, actually, you agree with me? Andy thinks Miami doesn't even belong on the field.
Then actually, Johnny, you're both drunk and wrong. So go have another Sam Adams.
Two of my favorite things, drunk and wrong.
Hey, I just want to tell you guys, it's a great show. You're doing the right thing having it on before the game. Keep up the good work. I'll try to check in with you every week.
All right. Look forward to it.
I appreciate it, Johnny. Enjoy the night and have a few more Sams.
I wonder which Sam he's drinking.
Yeah, well, it's still a little early in the season, so it's
somebody
probably
brought
one of
those
me one
to my
ales.
House yesterday. That's Latitude
October
or something.
Fest is out there.
That's Latitude 48.
Are they a sponsor? They're a sponsor, huh?
Yeah, they're a sponsor.
Yeah, of course. There's like a Patriot Brew, a special one here at Gillette Stadium.
They have that alumni field house every home game and all that.
Paul,
stuff.
What?
Sam Adams Light is just like light beer.
Never mind. Fergie warming up on the field, according to all of our.
Are you reading tweets again? Because this doesn't work out well for the show if you're going to start reading tweets.
No, I'm sorry. Now, did you not tell everybody to tweet at Jumbo Heart and at PFW Paul? Did you not explain that to everybody?
I did.
Have I read anything that you've already read? Because there's always a chance of that happening. I'm not going to lie to you.
Like an hour ago.
I'm not going to lie to you. There's always a chance that's going to happen.
Proceed.
Okay?
Okay.
All right?
Are we done?
Now, exactly why do the Miami Dolphins not even belong on an NFL field? Why?
I don't think they match up in any area of this game.
Like my point is this:
offensive line versus defensive line, edge, Patriots.
Last year they weren't a very good team. They went 7-9.
Mm-hmm. 1-7 at home,
but 6-2 on the road.
Right, but this game's in Sun Life Stadium. That would be their home.
I understand
game.
That.
That's where they went
1-7.
Again,
I want
another victory from Andy Hart.
I want to
facts.
I want to stress this because I know how you like to mislead the public.
With the facts?
I do not think the Patriots are going to lose this game. I do not think the Patriots will be in danger of losing this game at any point.
Your words are saying that, but your tone is saying something.
I just
quite
don't think
different.
It's going to be 85-0. That's the only thing I'm trying to say.
34-17, late score.
I said 31-17.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be a game ever. I mean, in the NFL, that's a blowout.
So you think it's going to be like the Tampa Bay game this year in the preseason? 3-0,
yes.
Touchdown. 3-0, touchdown.
Maybe not quite that dramatic, because
yeah,
that was ridiculous.
But that's the way you're explaining it.
I think it's going to be pretty close. I think it's going to be a comfortable domination, and if they score, it may be late.
You know, I like to make fun of Eric, too. And you
Me
know
too.
That.
Bring it.
And, you know, bringing Twitter into it. I don't think you read this tweet that he had. But prior to the move to that they announced the Thomas Welch signing from the practice squad, he explained that a move would be coming. Okay, we all talked about that. Welch would make the most sense. Now, why would Welch make the most sense to you?
Because he's a tackle and he was a Patriots draft pick.
Okay, he's a tackle.
Okay.
Eric says, you know, he was here last year in the practice squad. Yes, I mean, that's part of it, but he also
was he
plays the position. He was a draft pick last year in training camp and spent the year on the practice squad, not the Patriots practice squad, but on a practice squad. Yes, he makes the most sense. And yes, that's part of it, but the fact that you need a tackle is why he's the guy that you're gonna pick.
True.
Once again, a day late and a dollar short.
You're very, very critical of Eric. And
I'm very, very
careful.
Critical, period. You know that.
Except of the Dolphins. You think they're in the Super Bowl.
The Dolphins, I have predicted, will finish in fourth place in the AFC East. And that was confirmed on Sunday. I'm all in on the Bills going 5-11.
We've already had a criticism
Nothing?
From Twitter. Can we lay off the arguing? This is not PFW in progress. I thought we had a new tone for this show. People don't like the arguing, Paul.
Well, I'm sorry for that, but if you just want us to agree on everything, then maybe we could fabricate a show?
We could. You'll have to pretend you think the Dolphins are going to get blown out, but...
Or you'll have to pretend that there's a big difference between 3 points, because you said 34-17, and I said 31-17.
Think we'll see Will Yeatman tonight?
I don't know.
How about Dan Gronkowski?
I don't think you'll see Will Yeatman tonight. Dan Gronkowski you will see tonight.
I think so, too.
How's that? I say no on Yeatman, yes on Dan.
Gronkowski will
Dan
be at some point lined up next to Nate Solder, helping him with Cameron Wake.
Mike is in Cambridge. He's next on the on the emails. We don't have a name for the emails. We got to get that. Hey, get on that.
Get that sponsored. The Andy Hart email inbox.
How worried are you guys about Brian Daboll's effect in this game? I'm really worried because of how he dismantled our defense when he was with Cleveland and because he knows our system as well as anyone. Also, do you think Ninkovich can hold up as the Sam linebacker? I'm worried about his ability to cover and play in space, especially when matched up against Fasano or even Reggie Bush.
That's a concern. I don't like matchups with him in coverage. I definitely do not.
Even though we had the two big picks down there last year, I agree with you wholeheartedly. The first point, Brian Daboll, you concerned about his knowledge of the Patriots in any
way? Not really. Not particularly. I think, first of all, you know, there, in terms of just knowledge, this is a different team with a different scheme, I think, since he was here with new personnel. Certainly, since he was here, I think this offense is morphing some. And defensively, you know, it's very different. You know, I mean, we don't know exactly what it's going to be, much like we don't know what his offense is going to be. We don't know what the Patriots' defense is going to be. We think it's going to be a 4-3. We think, you know, Andre Carter will be one side and the two big guys in the middle and will be Gerard Mayo and all that, but we don't know for sure. It's certainly not the 3-4-2 gap that Brian Daboll practiced against every week for however long he was here out on the practice field. So I think that minimizes some of the advantage. But, you know, he still knows of this team, of Bill Belichick, of this scheme. Is there the advantage over the average coach? Yes, I think there's an advantage over somebody who's never known anything about Belichick and the Patriots. I just don't think it's dramatic.
Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%. And Kevin relays that Albert Hainsworth has taken over the lead in our Facebook poll as the new addition that Patriots fans feel will have the biggest impact tonight.
So that's the right answer yet again.
It'll be interesting. I'm a little skeptical of that one, just because of, I think, two factors, Andy, on that. Number one, we saw him play about 15 snaps in that preseason finale against the Giants, I would say half of which he looked like he was gassed and couldn't play anymore. You couple that with some sort of injury, I mean, illness, some sort of bug that he might have. I think that probably limits him a little bit more and affects his state. He couldn't have gotten much in the way of any cardio work in the last couple of days if he's dealing with an illness that cost him practice time on Friday. So I think, not that I'm down on the signing, but maybe not necessarily an immediate impact tonight. Now, we'll see what happens. And I do agree with your premise that he'll help Andre Carter an awful lot down the road. Gene is in Daytona Beach, Florida. He says, looks like the weather will be good for the Pats. Here in Central Florida with temperatures is 85 degrees. The humidity is around 36% and very low for here with little wind. In Miami, he says, you can estimate add 3 degrees or so and about 5% humidity. So the weather system, you know, looks like he's getting into an Eric-like forecast here.
Lubricants.
I'm going to continue my shots at Eric. That's my new theme.
And the email.
I'm tired of you yelling at me.
And Gene.
No, but I think that's interesting. I'm giving Gene some props.
I wonder if the rain that came earlier cooled it off and took
away
a little humidity.
Yeah, no, it sounds like that may have happened a little bit. And Fred also says that they have the dirt area covered with, you know, that makeshift turf.
Yes.
So wondering how that might affect things. You know, however that works out and whatnot, I don't think that's great for footing. So I would rather just have the dirt there.
Yeah, I don't think either are great. They're certainly not
ideal. Once the Marlins are done.
And this is their last year,
now you
year,
can do
correct?
Something.
Marlins are opening their new stadium, I believe, next year. And therefore, this dirt thing, I don't think you'll have to deal with moving forward.
I read what you wrote.
you two having a conversation?
I just feel like, you know, the grass while the baseball season is still in play, to me, doesn't make sense.
Okay, we just got the inactives from Real Patriot.
All right, we'll put them up there.
Cunningham, Mallett, Price, Spikes, Vereen, it's moving, Vollmer, and Wendell. So the two inactives.
Spikes and Vereen.
Spikes and Vereen and Mallett. Oh, you needed three because we cut Tarpinian, who was one of the early inactives. So Mallett, Spikes, Vereen. So Bill choosing not to use that extra 46th roster spot. Game
as I would
roster
think it would be the case all year, right?
And Vereen and Spikes. The Spikes one is interesting. Looks like we're going to get a dose of Dane Fletcher in the middle of the defense with said black cast/wrap on his right hand.
Yeah, in the Sports Hub pregame show that I was part of just before the start of the real pregame show here on Patriots Pregame Social, they talked about Brandon Spikes a little bit, and I look at him as an utter non-factor. I don't have any idea where he fits in. I don't have any idea. I had mentioned on that show, I could see him starting tonight and playing every snap on defense, and I could see him not playing a single down. Neither would cause an eyebrow to be raised. Obviously, the latter is going to be the case. What do you feel about Brandon Spikes and his spot right now?
I still think he's the starting middle linebacker when he's healthy, ready to go. I know Ian Rappaport, Rap Sheet, is tweeting that Spikes is still getting into shape, and that's why Fletcher will start tonight and why Spikes is inactive. I think
that
he's in a make or break phase of his career here. To me, there's just been too many hiccups early on here for him in New England. But I still think when he's healthy, even as much as I've liked what I've seen from Dane Fletcher, I think Brandon Spikes is the middle linebacker. One last shot. Now, if he blows this and he can't be that week in, week out guy, if he can't stay healthy, if he can't stay on the field, whatever, okay, maybe now you really start to think, can Fletcher develop into that for the time being? You have Guyton that fills that role when needed, whatever. But I still think you're going to get one last chance where he gets the opportunity to be that middle linebacker in this 4-3 front.
I'm going to go back to an emails real quick to our pal Tiff in Wisconsin. Tiffany likes to write into PFW in Progress. She's just looking for a win. She's not like you. She doesn't need it to be 108-11.
I got to tell you, if this is a dogfight, I won't feel good about it.
There is some good football being played, so I'm a bit nervous about my Patriots right now. I need a pep talk after what I've just seen. I just don't know what we are yet this year. I don't know how good we are. The more I listen to PFW, the more pessimistic I am. Can you help a sister out? Love the pregame social. Best, Tiff. Well, obviously, Tiff, you're not listening to Andy Hart because I think he feels this game is not even worth playing. Is that inaccurate anyway?
I don't believe that the Dolphins are an upper-tier team. If they're in a dogfight tonight, I won't feel good about moving forward. I won't feel good about next week against the Chargers if the Patriots are in a dogfight tonight. I don't care about, oh, Miami's a tough place to play, we always struggle. I don't care about any of that crap. You're the better team. You have the better coach, the better quarterback, the better offensive line, the better defensive line. You win a lot of position matchups. You have better talent. Show it. Prove it. I don't care about demons. It's Chad Henne. Defend Chad Henne. He's not Philip Rivers, right? Isn't that the bottom line?
No, that's true. He's not Philip Rivers. He's Chad Henne.
Erase all the other crap, and it's about matchups and battles. And I feel like the matchup, the Patriots need to win this and win this pretty handily to show this is what we are moving forward.
Before my
one caveat to that would be, by the way, and as I predicted, truly predicted in the six-pack, based off of Thursday night and rolling right through this weekend, big plays on special teams are often a part of the early season action. We've seen that all
weekend. Seen a million of them.
If they get a couple kick returns, a blocked punt, now that just flat out changes everything. All bets are off.
That's different. I agree.
But other than that, I think the Patriots, they should control this game. It's their game.
Before we head to a break, I'm going to get back to the Ace Ticket Hotline with Chris with a TIAN from Revere. Christian, how are you?
Good, gentlemen. How are you?
What's
outstanding.
Up?
Nothing much. I'm really excited about this pregame social. It's great.
Thank you.
Glad it's a welcome addition. I'm really looking forward to this on Sundays too. So
we'll be here each and every week for every game except the bye week. We'll be off because it's a bye.
Not a problem. Just happy to hear that you'll be here for the 16 games.
You better believe it. Are you ready for a blowout tonight?
Yeah. That's why I'm calling. I called last Thursday and said I was with you guys for the 10-14 point win and feel, you know, that they win comfortably. But after yesterday's games and listening to Andy, I want a blowout. Anything less would be a disappointment.
That's right. See, you're on board.
Buffalo could go into Kansas City and smoke them. Why can't we go into Miami and smoke the Dolphins?
I've been telling you people that Kansas City stinks, but no one wants to listen to me.
I know they're bad. Yeah, they're really bad, but, you know.
So are the Dolphins.
That good? They are, that's right. That's right, they are. They're a debacle of an organization, just like you said this morning, Andy.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem with me with Miami is just their leadership. I think that Stephen Ross has really done the entire organization a disservice, and they put the entire team in lame duck status for 2011.
Ever since he took them to that play on Broadway against the wishes of his head coach, it's been all downhill.
All downhill from there. Well,
thanks for chiming in, Christian. We will make sure you give us a call every week. Obviously, one of our loyal listeners, Christian. And when we get back, we are going to talk.
Twitter shout out.
Well, I just want to let everybody know when we do return after Andy's comment here, we are going to talk to Benjamin Volin from the Palm Beach Post. What do you got, Andy?
Just a quick shout out to our friends at the original PFWinProgress.com. A lot of them are tweeting in, enjoying the pregame social. If you're looking for the ultimate fan site for all things Patriots.com, Patriots Football Weekly, head on over and check out PFWinProgress.com.
So, any progress since last week?
I'm afraid not, Doctor.
Oh, come on! Where's the flag?
See? Like I'm not even here.
Nancy, care to respond?
I'm sorry, the path we're driving. What?
Bob said he feels ignored.
Run it! Run the ball!
Ever since she got NFL mobile from Verizon, I'm practically invisible.
Invisible. Interesting. Let's focus on that.
I'm right here, Nancy.
He's open! Throw it! Throw it! Touchdown, Patriots! Yes!
Nancy, put the vase down. Do not spike the vase.
Woo!
That's what I'm talking about!
That's the sixth one this week.
Up top, Doc!
Patriots fans? Yeah, they're obsessed. And nothing feeds their need for Pats football like NFL Mobile. Never miss another touchdown on Sunday afternoon with NFL Red Zone. Text NFL to 8915 and let the football insanity begin. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Message and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere.
So, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up. This Angus burger right here, I love it. So, I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. It's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stop listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
The classic, one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit card.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey, just got back from Dunkin' Donuts, grabbed a big and toasty. Any messages?
The presentation needs its 14th revive.
Cool.
You have to fly to China today.
Oh, yeah.
You have a middle seat.
Booyah!
And your car is getting towed.
Bring it!
As we speak, right there.
I live for this!
A big day calls for the big and toasty. It's two fried eggs, cherrywood smoked bacon and cheese on Texas toast. Grab this breakfast favorite at Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
People are excited about the new Dunkin' Donuts K-Cup packs. When Joy Otero heard the news on Dunkin's Facebook page, she wrote, "Love it. Come do the Joy Joy Dance! !!! Smiley face. Maybe she should try the decaf? America's favorite coffee is now in K-Cup packs. Hurry in today for all five delicious varieties. Available only at Dunkin' Donuts stores. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
Get inside the Patriots pregame social with Paul Perillo and Andy Hart. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Paul and Andy from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium.
Second and final hour of the Patriots pregame social here in the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Looking forward to the 2011 opener for the Patriots down in Miami to take on the Dolphins Monday Night Football. Andy Hart, Paul Perillo with you. We're going to be joined in a little while, come about 10 minutes or so, by Benjamin Volin of the Palm Beach Post, covers the Dolphins down there. Andy, a lot of different things going on tonight in this game, a lot of newness to any season, but in particular this year, I think there are some key acquisitions. We talked about those. Kevin had a new Facebook poll The previous one, your boy Albert Haynesworth seemed to be taking the lead on the acquisition that Patriots fans were most looking forward to seeing. We have a new poll up now on Facebook. Kevin, what do you got?
It's who will score the first Patriots touchdown, regular season touchdown of 2011. And the choices are Ocho Cinco, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, Wes Welker, Gronk, or other. And right now, Benny's leading the way with 63%.
I'm going to go outside the box and go Wes Welker.
I'm going to go outside the box and say the guy who can't catch the ball, Ocho Cinco, will score the first touchdown. And I wanted to talk about him, Paul Perillo.
Oh, we did tease that before the last segment. We never really got to it.
While it's hard to take the report with any validity,
that might be why we didn't get to it.
Some other aspects of it were proven totally inaccurate from Wendy Nix. She had a few bullet points from speaking with Bill Belichick that she was promoting on whatever pregame show they are on right now on ESPN for Monday Night Football. And one of them was that Ocho Cinco will play in situations that he's comfortable.
Meow!
That is an interesting one to me. Paul immediately said on offense or what have you. And I said, but if you read into that, if the report is accurate, does that lend any credence to maybe he doesn't have the entire
full
playbook
grasp
down and there are certain things he just can't do right now and maybe they have to kind of limit his reps? I hope that's not the case. I really do, because I'm okay with him being a little bit off. But if there's, at this point, his inability to get on the field in certain situations, that hurts the offense. You become predictable. You become, when scouts and things are looking at this, they say, well, when Ocho's, they have to do this when he's on the field. So I hope that was just a situation where the language was unique, because I'm hoping that Ocho is starting to get up to speed. And I actually thought there was a good piece in the Boston Globe this weekend. Shalice Manza-Young sat down at some point in camp with Chad Ocho Cinco for a couple hours at a Starbucks, and they talked it out. And I don't know how you cannot root for the guy. And I know he's kind of been indoctrinated by fire here in New England in the media, because the criticism didn't take too long to start to come. And he seems okay with it, but I'm rooting for him. I want to see him have fun. I think he brings fun to the game when he is having fun and when he's producing. I'd like to see that in a Patriots uniform. I don't want to go down the road of, you know, he signed for $4.5 million up front and we're saying, wow, that was a terrible move. You traded for him. He's done. I don't want to go down that road. Not fun.
He's a likable guy and I am rooting for him. And, you know, I haven't had a chance really to talk to him, you know, outside of a group setting yet. Like Shalice did for that piece. But I did go up to him the other day in the locker room. He was in the middle of doing a couple of things and just said he had nothing to say, but just a very likable, engaging kind of guy. Even when he was telling you he didn't want to talk, he was doing so in kind of an entertaining way. So he is a guy worth rooting for. I agree with you, Andy. I do have my concerns, however. I'm not sure it's going to end well.
That's why I'm going with the first touchdown.
But Josh is worried because Brady's on the injury report. Not on the injury report.
Well, he should be. Last time that happened.
First time since opening week of 2008. When
should we look for Jeremiah Bell on a blitz?
He hurt his knee. No.
Okay. I don't think so either. I got a tweet I want to read.
You are a twit.
From AJ Peach. We talked a little bit about Brandon Spikes being inactive, one of the seven inactives. And he said, Brandon Spikes hasn't done anything since he got caught for the drug suspension last season. Wasn't that only one game?
Wasn't it the last four games?
He was terrible in the playoffs.
Right.
That's only one game.
He did come back and play the playoff game,
right,
but that was the only game he played.
He was terrible. Yeah. So he had a bad game. A lot of Patriots had a bad game that day. Tom Brady hasn't been good since he won the regular season MVP last year, because he stunk in the Jets game too. We're going to just start kicking people to the curb? I understand I'm being a little bit reactionary.
That's Andy Hart in a nutshell right there. Take the most unbelievably extreme case that you can possibly come up with.
I think Brandon Spikes is in trouble here. I don't think it's worked out as well as many of us had hoped.
How about Jermaine Cunningham?
To a lesser extent. It certainly doesn't help him that they have these new bodies to roll out there and he's going to miss the first game of the season. He's not ready to go. That certainly does not help him. I think what does help him is the switch in scheme. I think he is more naturally suited to play that defensive end spot. I think that will benefit him. I think him being that strong side defensive end opposite Andre Carter, who will be the pass rusher primarily. And I asked Bill about it this week. Is it still as simple as to say most teams are right-handed? They run to their right. You know, the power position is on the right side there for the offense, that left defensive end side. And he said, yes, it still in general holds true to that. I think Cunningham can be that. I don't think he's ever going to be an elite pass rusher. No, I think he's a guy that could fill that role.
I'm with you on that, and certainly I agree with you in terms of the more natural position, you know, maybe a little bit better suited for a strict defensive end as opposed to all those different responsibilities of a stand-up outside linebacker. But I'm not sure that that's going to work here. I'm not. He's been constantly hurt, which is never a good way to start a career.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be interesting to see if he can.
Well, he started the year hurt last year, right?
Yeah, and he ended the year hurt.
Right, but he was pretty solid in the middle.
Yep.
Right. I mean, he played like
14, right. I think he played 15 games.
15 games.
You know,
was solid. Was, well, I won't even say solid. Was on the field consistently, and I took that as a positive because I think Bill's honest when he says if he puts people out there, he's comfortable with having them on the field. He thinks they can compete.
Nope.
I thought that was a good sign for him last year.
Dan in Colorado Springs loves the Patriots pregame social. Who doesn't? But he wants to know about the. You can't wait to
Bill
see the
in
new,
San Diego.
He can't wait to see the new front seven. He's a little bit worried about the defensive backs, but as long as Chung and Bodden and McCourty are healthy, he's happy. He also reiterated the whole, scare with Brady not being on the injury report. That seems to have.
Oh yeah, that caught fire this week.
Yeah, that has been a big topic with the.
It's kind of like Bill wearing a red hoodie. Police. There's a lot of people that don't like any of those little things.
Andy, here's one for you.
I wouldn't go to the next caller then. Whoa. Speaking of karma.
Yeah, this is one for you though, Luis in Illinois. He says his question is about Reggie Bush with all this talk about passes to him out of the backfield and sweeps and screens. Do you guys see any way Bill pulls out some plays from the Super Bowl 36 when they blitz the running back? I'm not sure they have to do that to contain Bush because of the lack of weaponry around him. They needed to spy Marshall Faulk because there was no help.
Right.
You know, all the secondary guys were busy, you know, with Torrey Holt and Isaac Bruce and all those guys. He is predicting a 42-6 blowout.
Wow, he's more excited than me.
With Brady throwing for four touchdowns and Albert and Al each with three sacks.
Nice.
So he is one that is on your side. But we
real quick about that, though. If you just look at it on paper, I'm very excited to see the weak side linebacker Jerod Mayo, correct?
Sure.
And I have no problem watching him run with Reggie Bush.
Kraft I don't and want Mayo him, go together.
I don't want him covering him deep down the field. I don't really want him in the slot. But out of the backfield, running laterally with him, swing passes, I'm okay with that matchup. I should expect my all-pro linebacker to be able to keep up with Reggie Bush. On the other side, the strong side, you have what, theoretically? Your strong safety, Patrick Chung. I'm
sure.
Okay with him taking a back out of the backfield. I know sometimes he might miss. Reggie Bush is a good player. He's an athlete.
He's a good tackle,
but
though.
But I think those two are pretty good on the edge against Reggie Bush. I feel pretty good about those matchups.
All right, let's head out to Sun Life Stadium now and check in with Benjamin Volin of the Palm Beach Post. Benjamin, it's Andy Hart and Paul Perillo with you. Thank you for taking some time out tonight. How's everything in Miami?
It is soggy down here. It's been raining all day. The weather has actually cleared a little bit, so cross your fingers that we don't get any more rain tonight.
What is the mindset? We've been talking a lot during the summer about Miami and sort of the lame duck status with the way, Tony Sparano was sort of, waving in the wind way back when in March and, more recently with Chad Henne in the Kyle Orton situation getting booed at training camp. What is the situation in Miami? What is the tenor heading into a new season?
Well, I wouldn't call him lame duck because Tony Sparano actually got a contract extension out of that whole Jim Harbaugh mess last January. Now, I haven't spoken to one person, and that probably includes Tony Sparano, who actually thinks that he's safe for the next 3 years. But he's not a lame duck. But I think he does have a nothing-to-lose mentality right now because if they don't win, he's going to get fired anyway. So I think he's kind of going down with a guns-a-blazing kind of attitude. They brought in Brian Daboll, a new offensive coordinator, a lot of new pieces on offense, new center and Mike Pouncey, a new right tackle and Mark Colombo, obviously Reggie Bush. You guys have been talking about another speedy player, Clyde Gates. So I think they're really trying to change the face of this offense and redefine what kind of team they've been over the last few years because it really has just been a 3 yards in a cloud of dust kind of team. Stephen Ross wants an exciting offense. He's having trouble selling tickets. We're going to have a few blackouts down here, it seems like, this year. So, really, Tony Sparano has nothing to lose at this point, and we don't really know what the offense is going to look like, but we have a feeling they're going to be throwing the ball downfield a lot more than they had in the past.
Obviously, they want to get the ball to their playmakers. That's Bush. That's Marshall. That's the guys on the outside. But it's hard to do that regardless of who the quarterback is if you're getting pressure, especially up the middle. Is Mike Pouncey ready for this matchup where he could potentially see on various plays Albert Haynesworth, Vince Wilfork right there in the middle coming at him? I mean, is he ready for the challenge that is tonight's game?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a good answer for you, but you better be, because, like you said, I mean, it doesn't get much tougher than this than having to face Wilfork and Haynesworth and some of these guys in his first professional start. You know, he did play at University of Florida, a national championship team. He faced Marcell Dareus a few times at Alabama. SEC puts a lot of players in the NFL, so I don't even think Mike Pouncey is the biggest concern right now on the offensive line. Really, it's at right tackle with Mark Colombo coming over from Dallas after they cut him at the beginning of the season. He broke his leg in 2009, and a lot of people say he really just lost a step last year. I think he led the league in sacks allowed. I think he allowed 7 sacks, and he's really had trouble picking up the speed rushers coming around the edge. And he hasn't had a great preseason so far either. The Dolphins had some line issues on the right side with him and Vernon Carey moving over to right guard. So really the issue is going to be whether they can contain Rob Ninkovich and Sean Ellis, and if Wilfork moves over to the edge, whether they can keep the guys from coming around the edge and sacking Chad Henne.
We're speaking with Benjamin Volin of the Palm Beach Post, and Ben, we know that you can get to Ben and talk to him on Twitter, and you can hit him up at Ben Volin. It's BenVolinPBP. I didn't want to say that fast because there's no way I would have been able to say Palm Beach Post PBP quickly without messing it up. So at Ben Volin, PBP. You, obviously the offensive line is a concern, Ben, but defensively up front, at least on paper, it would seem that the Dolphins are pretty stout. They've been a pretty good run-stopping team the last couple of years, and obviously they can generate some heat off the edges. Is that the best way for the Dolphins to sort of control this offense, maybe with Cameron Wake going against a rookie right tackle and Nate Solder tonight? How do you see the Dolphins sort of attacking that?
No question. I think Mike Nolan, the defensive coordinator, is going to throw the kitchen sink at Nate Solder tonight, making his first professional start. I think they're going to really try to test him. Obviously, Cam Wake, you know, we talked before about Mike Pouncey and Vince Wilfork. You know, Nate Solder has a pretty tough assignment, too, having to stop Cam Wake coming around the edge. And then Dolphins also brought back Jason Taylor this year. Cole Meese's now in his second year. The Dolphins are absolutely loaded in their front seven. Their backup defensive line, most of those guys could start in other places. You're talking about Jared Odrick, the first-round pick from a year ago. Tony McDaniel, a guy they re-signed, even though they already had plenty of depth on the line. The starters, Paul Solia, Randy Starks, Kendall Langford, these guys are absolutely loaded up front. Mike Nolan constantly rotating them in and out of the game, keeping them fresh. Then the fourth quarter, they can go tear after Tom Brady and make his life miserable. And you guys saw it in the Detroit game. When Tom Brady's getting hit and he's not getting in a rhythm, that's when the Patriots can be stopped. So it's absolutely critical that the Dolphins can get to Brady, and I think Nate Solder is going to be in for a big test today.
It's also critical, in my opinion, to try to keep Brady off the field, and obviously one way to do that is to run the football. Talk to us a little bit about what Daniel Thomas has been in the preseason. I know he's been a little slow, I guess, to pick up the offense, battled a hamstring injury. Are we going to see him tonight? And if he's not ready, is Reggie Bush ready to carry the full running load?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned Daniel Thomas. Got a little late-breaking news for you. He's actually inactive tonight.
Oh.
He was listed as questionable on the injury report with a hamstring injury, and he's not going to be going, which is a surprise. He wanted to play tonight. He thought he was going to play. The Dolphins obviously didn't feel comfortable enough to have him play tonight. So Reggie Bush is going to be the featured back. We all know he's not a between-the-tackles runner, but I have a feeling he is going to touch the ball 15 to 20 times on handoffs, screen plays, checkdowns, so on and so forth. But his main backup tonight is going to be a flash from the past, Larry Johnson. signed just a few days ago. They brought him into camp 3 weeks ago. He didn't make the roster cuts, but then Daniel Thomas tweaked his hamstring, so they brought Larry Johnson back. They also have Lex Hilliard, who's really mostly just a special teams guy. So we might see Larry Johnson down at the goal line tonight.
If this were 2006, I'd be worried.
Right.
Getting back to the defense, Benjamin, on the secondary, I know that there was a lot of talk. Andy and I both love Vontae Davis. We think a lot of him, but I'm not as sold on Sean Smith. And I know that Davis made some headlines a little bit earlier in the preseason by declaring he and Smith the best cornerback tandem in the AFC East. How good is this tandem, how are they going to handle the Patriots' offense tonight?
These guys have the potential to be very, very good. They're both entering their third seasons now. Avante was a first-round pick. Sean Smith was a second-round pick. They have all the potential in the world. It's funny, Sean Smith, even though last year he got benched, he was in the doghouse, and it took him, I think, 7 weeks to win back his job, he actually had a better overall season than Vontae Davis did, especially coverage-wise. Sean Smith was in the right place all the time getting his hands on football. He literally dropped 10 to 12 easy interceptions last year. A couple would have been pick sixes, would have completely changed the complexion of the Dolphins' season. If Smith hung on to half of those, he would have been going to the Pro Bowl. Vontae Davis is a bulldog out there. He's working to be a shutdown corner. He started off great last year, had a great game against the Vikings, picked off Brett Favre, but actually got burned a few times as the season went on. He had an 86-yard touchdown against him against the Packers last year. Both of these guys have been great in preseason, but as we all know, it's just the preseason. They haven't been tested much. So they have the potential to be very good, but they're also still young, and Tom Brady can take advantage of that.
Ben, one last question from me. We've talked about the front seven or the front four and front three in that defensive line. You think the depth and talent there. The back end, Carlos Dansby's a guy that was obviously a big free agent signing, great athlete. But where is he right now in terms of playing on the inside in the 3-4, and can he change games? Is he the type of linebacker that can change games from in there?
Well, they brought him in last year to be that game changer, and he put up okay stats. He had about 93 tackles, a couple forced fumbles, a couple sacks. Didn't make any game-changing plays last year. Didn't have that big, you know, pick six or anything like that. But now they've paired him. They've given him a Robin to his Batman. They went and signed Kevin Burnett from San Diego, who in 1 year with the Chargers last year had more big plays than Channing Crowder produced in 6 years. He had six interceptions, and a touchdown, and two forced fumbles, six sacks. He had a huge year. So those two together on the inside, you know, don't have the name recognition. They're not, you know, people aren't going to be listing them with Ray Lewis and the Jets as the best inside linebackers in the game. But they're going to be a very formidable duo, and the Dolphins absolutely need them to make some huge plays, and they're going to be crucial tonight, honestly, covering the Patriots' tight ends over the middle. The Dolphins have not had done a good job covering tight ends over the years. Channing Crowder was a lot to do with that. And now with Burnett and Dansby, the Dolphins hope to have that figured out.
Real quick, Ben, before we let you go, you care to weigh in with a prediction for tonight?
You know what? I've been going with Patriots 24-20. I think the Dolphins will be a tough opponent tonight. I don't think it'll get out of hand like last year's games did. But ultimately, the quarterbacks are Tom Brady versus Chad Henne, and I just think Chad Henne's inconsistent play tonight is probably what's going to doom the Dolphins.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time out. I know you have obviously plenty to do before the start of the game, so thank you for taking some time. Benjamin Volan from the Palm Beach Post, and again, you can get him on Twitter at Ben Volan.
PBB.
I just didn't want to say that PBB. I knew I was going to mess that up, and if I say it fast, I know it's going to spill out of my mouth all wrong, and I want to make sure you guys can get to him on Twitter. So thank you, Andy Hart. Interesting, you're talking about the tight ends there and how much problems they've given the Dolphins over the years. Clearly, that's an area that I think the Patriots are going to need to exploit.
Sure.
And maybe they feel like they've addressed that a little bit. Unlike the two of us, he thinks it's going to be a much closer game. I don't look at it, when I say it's going to be an easier game than you do, I don't look at it being a one-score game like that, 24-20.
I thought it was interesting that Daniel Thomas is inactive. I didn't expect him to carry the load, but I thought he might be able to give him a breather. To me, Larry Johnson's useless.
I thought when they signed Larry Johnson, he was going to be inactive. I didn't see any reason why you would re-sign a guy that you cut if your running back was going to be able to go.
I just assumed because it was nicked up, but because I don't know who the Flexi Lexi is.
Oh, Lex Hilliard.
Who the hell's that?
He's like he said, he's more of a special teams guy, but he got carries last year. And he's not a guy. He's not going to impact the game.
They should probably sign Heath Evans off the NFL Network.
You're retarded.
By the way, when did you start calling him Benjamin mid-interview? You started with Ben, and then
sounded
you said
like
Benjamin.
You were his dad for a minute.
Well, I just, you know, if he doesn't go by Benjamin, you probably should write his name out to be Benjamin.
His whole name out there.
Calling him Benjamin and your fear or whatever you want to call
PBP.
Him saying PBP.
Yeah, I definitely had a phobia of that one. But I want to get, before we hit our last break of the night, I want to hit Tim out in Kansas City because he's been waiting patiently. How are you, Tim?
Hey, guys. I would be really disappointed if the game is as close as you guys think it is. Just on a tip of
Andy
team,
Hart doesn't think Miami should show up. He thinks it's going to be a blowout.
Put up 17.
Yeah, if it's close, I am going to be concerned. I don't think it's a good sign for next week. I early season matchups with good teams, because I don't think the Dolphins are a competitive football team. I know Ben did a good job. He pumped me up about the Dolphins' defense.
Especially that front seven.
I mean, the fact that front seven, they go three deep and every guy could start for another team, that's amazing. But I don't think they're that good. I think they are an okay defense. Mike Nolan, I think, on occasion puts together a very good game plan that can really give a lot of people trouble with blitzes and different packages. But I just think when you have a terrible quarterback and a terrible offensive line, you lose. Bad.
Well, I think you tie that with, if our biggest worry is Nate Solder on the right side teamed up with Dan Gronkowski, that's not a whole lot to worry about, I don't think.
Right. No. Seven is as good as Ben Volen makes it out to be, if Odric is as good, he missed basically all of last year. I don't know if he played one or two games.
Listen, I think that we
Here
all
comes
think,
Dolphin Paul to no, the defense
we all think,
of Miami.
We all think this is going to be a double-digit game. We're all in agreement. Well, actually, it sounds like Tim thinks it might be in triple digits, but
blowout city, circa 2007.
That's not anything to worry about with Cameron Wake was a major concern last year in the first half. That's the reason why the Patriots only had 6 points at the half, was Cameron Wake last year.
Patriots weren't as good last year.
Offensively?
Defensively.
I'm talking about offense.
I'm not. I'm talking about how this defense matches up against a bad O-line and a bad quarterback.
But the Dolphins didn't score last year.
I'm not talking about scoring. I'm talking about the defense making plays where all of a sudden the Patriots have the ball in the 30.
Well, they can't possibly make any more plays than they made in the game last year.
On special teams.
They had
a couple turnovers last year. I think it's going to be worse than that, and it'll be a lot worse.
I think
if it's
they
early.
Had five interceptions in the
in
game
the second
last
half.
Year. Not all in the second half. Nikovich had two in the first half.
The game changed,
and
in
they
the
still
second
had a 7-6 lead.
I think this game is going to change in the first quarter.
Well, it's obvious. Defense, you don't think Miami should show up?
If our defense puts him back on his heels and keeps him off rhythm, I don't think they're ever. I mean, if they score 10 points, it'd be a surprise.
I'll tell you, I don't know what the optimism is for this defense, sight unseen, but. I guess maybe you're right, Andy. Maybe I am in the minority here. When I see it all happen, I'll be very excited about it.
Why the pessimism?
I don't have pessimism.
You just said why the optimism. The opposite of that is pessimism.
But we're going from a unit that
flat
out
good
was
or bad.
Flat. It was just bad.
Right.
We're going from bad to now the other team's not going to ever score. If we allow 17, we're going to be upset. 17 points is nothing. 17 points is terrible.
I mean, you literally don't think
that's
Will
a terrible
Fork and
offense,
Haynesworth
17.
Can dominate.
Yes, I think they can.
Because I think their offensive line is really bad. I think Pouncey is going to get
absolutely
killed.
But I think if you score 17 points, you got dominated.
Really?
17 points is below average. That's terrible.
Yeah, I'm not.
And
so
now
sure.
I
think 17 points for the Dolphins would be a victory today.
Wow. I mean, seriously, are they not an NFL team?
Unless they have defensive scores.
Are they not an NFL team that they're playing?
I don't think they're an NFL offense right now. I don't think they have an NFL quarterback or an offensive line. Because I also believe Jake Long is overrated, in my opinion. I think he is overrated. He's obviously
is there
the
anybody
best
on
line.
Miami that belongs in the NFL? I mean,
I think Brandon Marshall and Devon Bess are very good. Very, very good.
Okay.
I think Anthony Fasano is a competitive tight end. Cameron Wake on defense, I think, is very good. I think Vontae Davis is very good. I think Carlos Dansby may be in the top 5 to 10 athletes in the National Football League.
Any prediction for a score, Tim, before I let you go?
72-2.
You got to give Sperano credit. They get a safety.
I think 41-10. I do have one other question for you guys, though.
Okay,
do you
quickly.
Think that this shift in defense is a 1 or 2 year thing, and that's why they're putting stuffing guys like Brace and Dedrick and Spikes maybe on IR and Pup.
As constructed, I think it's a 1 or 2 year thing because Andre Carter, Mark Anderson, Albert Haynesworth, Sean Ellis, I don't think any of those will be here maybe next year, but certainly 2 years from now.
And
the scheme.
I'll answer the question on the scheme after this year. I want to see how it goes. If he has a lot of success with it, I could see him doing it permanently.
But I think you also have to look at what he drafts. I mean, how he'll draft moving forward. If we're considering defensive ends, true defensive ends, some Dwight Freeney type or some whatever, and he drafts one of those, then you go, okay, he was looking for
Andre
Carter.
But I think Tim's point is, do you think he'll do that? Do you think he'll now be starting to look for different players?
I need
to see how it unfolds on the field first.
I have no idea.
Tim, thanks for the call. I appreciate you checking in. And that's the kind of optimism, frankly, that I'm looking for in terms of the FanTab index.
FanTab.com.
Over there. That's the kind of,
refresh it.
That's the kind of message that we're looking to be sent. But we have.
Ooh, stuck at 89. Dolphins at 90.
We are coming up on the home stretch, Andy, of the premier edition of the regular season Patriots pregame social. We will check in from the press box with our own PFW's Eric Scalavino shortly. But
I'll also check in with Twitter when we get back. I got some tweets I need to weed.
All right, so keep the tweets coming to at Jumbo Heart, and we'll get to those when we get back.
So, any progress since last week?
I'm afraid not, Doctor.
Oh, come on! Where's the flag?
See? Like I'm not even here.
Nancy, care to respond?
I'm sorry, the Pats are driving. What?
Bob said he feels ignored.
Run it! Run the ball!
Ever since she got NFL Mobile from Verizon, I'm practically invisible.
Invisible. Interesting. Let's focus on that.
I'm right here, Nancy.
He's open! Throw it! Throw it! Touchdown, Patriots! Yes!
Nancy, put the vase down. Do not spike the vase.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about!
That's the sixth one this week.
Up top, Doc!
Patriots fans? Yeah, they're obsessed. And nothing feeds their need for Pats football like NFL Mobile. Never miss another touchdown on Sunday afternoon with NFL Red Zone. Text NFL to 89115 and let the football insanity begin. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Message and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere.
So, Carly.
Yeah?
Just a heads up. This Angus burger right here, I love it. So, I tend to stop talking when I eat it. I don't want you to think I'm ignoring you. It's just I'll be checked out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Wait, what? I kind of stop listening when I eat a Big Mac.
I love you.
The classic, one-of-a-kind taste of the Big Mac sandwich and the big, bold taste of the Angus Third Pounder. So much flavor, you'll want to take your time with them. McDonald's, the simple joy of burgers. At participating McDonald's.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops.
Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Hey, just got back from Dunkin' Donuts, grabbed a big and toasty. Any messages?
The presentation needs its 14th revive.
Cool.
You have to fly into China today.
Oh, yeah.
You have a middle seat.
Booyah!
And your car is getting towed.
Bring it!
As we speak, right there.
I live for this!
A big day calls for the Big and Toasty. It's two fried eggs, cherrywood smoked bacon and cheese on Texas toast. Grab this breakfast favorite at Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
People are excited about the new Dunkin' Donuts K-Cup packs. When Joy Otero heard the news on Dunkin's Facebook page, she wrote, "Love it. Come do the joy dance! !!! Smiley face. Maybe she should try the decaf? America's favorite coffee is now in K-Cup packs. Hurry in today for all five delicious varieties. Available only at Dunkin' Donuts stores. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
This is Patriots kicker Steven Gostkowski, and you're inside the Patriots pregame social. Heading down the home stretch. Patriots pregame social. What's the matter, Andy?
Skeeland at at Sleeland. I don't know. It's very small print on this tweet.
And we should say that we're hitting up the Twitter feed right now.
Yes.
Patriots pregame social.
At Sleeland said, somebody tweeted out, Pat's pregame, I don't know if that's Matt, that PFW Eric would be joining us shortly, and Sleeland replied, thanks, that's enough warning to turn off.
Okay. Good tip for the host. Do not
tease Eric.
Do not tease the Eric appearance from now on. I shan't be doing that. Any other interesting items on Twitter?
They rolled through. We were talking about Ocho. AJ Peach wants to say that I see Ocho having a good season, but tonight will be tough because Avante Davis plays at a high level.
Be interesting if he can't play against Miami.
Can't play against New York.
I don't expect much of him out of against the Jets.
The Bills, he will kick ass.
Yeah. Todd chimes in from Nova Scotia. He's been reading our good buddy Eric on the blog, on the PFW blog. Eric likes to make a postcard of every road trip.
I think it's nice. It gives fans a view into what he's seeing.
It is, but here's how he messes up a good thing. He says he's reading Eric's postcard from Miami. Please define cavorting therapeutically, cerulean, and he asks, why does Eric write like the smartest eighth grade girl in the class?
Because he was the smartest girl in his eighth grade class.
He says, Miami had trouble throwing the ball last year, and we are supposed to believe the addition of Reggie Bush. Is this the man who's going to make that much of a difference and make them an offensive juggernaut? Man, Dolphins fans will buy anything.
Except a ticket to this game.
Pats 41, Dolphins 16. No, you're way off there because there's no way the Dolphins can score 16 points.
No, 17 would be a lot of points.
Right.
16 is okay.
16 would be okay.
Three field goals.
Maybe they'll miss an extra point.
No, it's three field goals and a touchdown.
It'd be
field goals, like 55 yarders.
Unbelievable. What else we got here on this?
Don't forget to send your photos in. WebRadioPatriots.com. WebRadioPatriots.com. I know there are a lot of Patriots fans down there. I want to see some Patriots fans in bikinis, preferably females.
Yeah, get those photos in, by the way. We want to get them up on the Facebook page.
We had them out here in Foxborough with everybody. I want to see photos from Miami. I'm not in Miami, or Miami Gardens, I guess it technically
is.
But I want to see photos from the parking lot. I love orange, and I love women in bikinis.
Unfortunately,
so I'd like to see a woman
passionate about breasts
in an orange bikini.
Dolphins wearing the aqua tonight, not not the orange.
Ooh.
But, you know, Mike brings up a good point, and Ben alluded to it earlier.
A lot of name dropping in the show, Mike and Ben.
Well, Mike's the emailer. Ben was our guest from the Palm Beach Post.
Ben Benjamin. Bowen.
Well, that's what it said on the card. Evidently, I'm the only one that didn't know. He just went by Ben.
Proceed, Mike.
I think he goes by both.
But we were talking about the weather, and we got that report from Central Florida that said the weather was perfect, blah, blah, blah. Well, it's pouring. I mean, he alluded to it. It was pouring out there, very soggy. So Mike says, you know, he's at the stadium. It's pouring and windy. Tell that idiot that gave you the report from 200 miles away to suck it.
Wow. Whoa, whoa. We don't have to be mean.
That's listener on listener crime. That's
okay.
I'm not
Gene.
Involved.
We appreciated the effort from Gene in
you didn't have to call him
Central Florida. But I do think it's interesting talking about the baseball fill-ins or whatever you want to call them, the sod turf that they put down there. If it's really soggy and those start coming up in chunks, that won't be good. That'll be bad because there's no way they can be adhered to anything.
Nope.
So though, if those start coming up in chunks, that could be an issue. Maybe that'll tackle Reggie Bush when he breaks those 770-yard touchdown runs you're predicting.
Mark from Cheddar, next up. Can't wait for the first game. Good to hear some friendly voices before the show. Although if Eric phones up later, I might have to turn it off.
Wow, that's at least two people clicking off.
Whew. Eric not getting the love.
Maybe we should have Fred do the call-ins.
Well, I think I have requested that, but I think it's fallen on deaf ears.
On a serious note.
Given the first week so far, there have been a lot of blown coverages across hosts of defenses, so he has two questions. One, if New England has a couple of blown coverages, should we be worried, or are the Patriots at the same stage as a lot of other defenses? I'll let you touch base on that one, Andy, before I get to number two. Should you be worried if there's a lot of bad blown coverages? First game,
yes.
Secondary.
It's never good to have blown coverages. As Bill would say, we never plan to have blown coverages.
Andy.
Certainly will be. Yes, Andy. Certainly will also be bad. One thing we haven't really touched on enough in this show, you know, you generally have to start 11 people on both sides of the ball, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Unless you're the Redskins after Sean Taylor died, you start 10.
Okay.
It's a different episode. Who's going to start next to Patrick Chung? And if there's blown coverages, will that person be involved like Antoine Harris was back in the day, or like Brandon Merriweather, the guy we're trying to replace, was back in the day? And what does that mean for this defense? I am a little concerned about that safety position, and if you don't get enough pressure on Henny. And it sounds like the Dolphins want to throw the football. Sounds like they want to chuck it all over the yard. I don't know why, when they have a bad offensive line and a bad quarterback, but if they're going to be chucking it all over the yard, they have good receivers. And if you get one-on-one coverage down the field, we've seen Devin McCourty struggle a little bit, if we're going to be honest about things here early in the preseason. Brandon Marshall down the field, Devin Best down the field. Hartline is their real field stretcher, speed guy. The middle of the field, if you don't have the safeties lined up properly against the tight end, Fasano. So that safety position concerns me a little bit.
No, I do think that's something to watch tonight. I'm not necessarily worried because of the opponent. I don't think it's a team that's going to really press
the
issue.
Good.
No, well, the one thing that I would say that I agree
that's
with
victory
you on.
Three if you keep in a score at home.
What is it like to do a two-man show by yourself?
I don't know. Am I doing it right now?
Yes. You've been doing it for 5 weeks now.
When someone's talking, you have to shut up.
I knew there was a reason my back's
sore. That needs to get played a lot more.
I've been carrying Paul for 5 weeks now. That's a lot of weight to be carrying.
You think you might see a lot of any of AJ Eads tonight?
I've seen some tweet. No. Why would we see AJ Eads? What about Dane Fletcher?
Not necessarily on an every down basis. Do you think you see him on defense? I don't.
No, if we see him, I don't think it'll be a good thing. It's a bad sign.
I think you have...
By plan, I don't want to see him.
You have Fletcher and you have Guyton.
Right.
So I don't think you'd see a lot of AJ, other than special teams. I think he'll be part of the kicking game, for sure. That's what he was known for anyway, before the knee injury. Is it time? Do we have to do it?
Do we have to cavort with Eric?
Is it time? Is it time to step inside the press box?
Because after this, I'm going to need some beer to therapeutically remove the Scalavino from my mind.
It's a bit too cerulean for my liking, but I'm going to do it anyway. I don't know what it means either.
What is wrong with you guys?
We're speaking in Eric-ese.
Why?
I don't know, because somebody sent an email in complaining about the postcard.
Todd was making fun of your postcard.
Wanted to know why you write like you're the smartest girl in her eighth grade class.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I consider the source.
What do you got tonight? Lots of heat, humidity, mugginess, soggy field, covered up dirt patches?
Well, there's the first two, but the latter has not yet happened because there are some threatening clouds approaching, but they have not yet come over the stadium. So we have, at the moment, we still have a dry field. It's newly sodded in the former Marlins infield.
Yeah, what's that look like? I'm concerned about that.
Yeah, I have a little bit too, especially if the rains start coming.
Yeah.
I can actually see the seams from here.
Oh, that's not good.
From my seat.
It's going to be like that Tennessee field that year, remember?
It's going to be coming up in chunks.
Yeah, and one of them is down near the goal line at the end, you know, where our press box window is. So we might see some of it. Hopefully it doesn't affect them either side too negatively because you don't want to see injuries or any kind of bad football played because of the field.
Yeah, you don't want to see a game decided because of a piece of turf.
Yeah. But at the moment, all the players are out on the field. I am seeing Albert Haynesworth in uniform working out. I know some people on Twitter were concerned about that earlier. So it looks like he's going to be a go. I also see Dane Fletcher, full uniform, working out. That's also a little bit noteworthy because they deactivated Brandon Spikes, as you guys I'm sure mentioned earlier. And he wasn't on the injury report this week, guys. So that technically would be a healthy scratch.
Yeah, I noticed that. I thought that. I think he's still technically kind of coming back, but
probably.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You're right. He was by the letter of the law, and we know
right.
Bill Belichick is generally goes by the letter of the law. We can
right.
call this a healthy scratch.
Right. The other interesting note from the deactivations that I, was talking with Fred Kirsch about earlier was Ryan Mallett, because they did away with the third QB rule where you can dress him and deactivate him, and he's still there available for you. They did away with that, so that means they deactivated him. He's not going to be dressed.
Right.
So they are really going into the game with just two quarterbacks.
Well, they've done that for the most part over the last 2 years. I think Bill is comfortable
right.
with two quarterbacks. I think Mallett is going to be in a sit-and-learn phase for a while here.
Mm-hmm.
The question I would have talking about Spikes and Fletcher, first of all, how big is Fletcher's whatever he's wearing?
His impediment that he's got on his
yes,
arm there
yes.
is accoutrement. It's a
no.
It's not really all that big. It's not the club like we've seen some players wear before. It's it looks actually like a really normal sized one. He's got black tape on it, and he's got a glove on the other hand with white tape around it. So it kind of looks like it's the same type of thing on each hand, but really the black one makes it stand out a little bit more. And Now, do you think the injury report, we know that it's his right hand anyway. So,
right. Do you think it will hinder his ability to, say, wrap up Reggie Bush? Well, I'm thinking more of just wrap up Reggie Bush if he were to get to him.
I don't think it would be a problem if he were, you know, wrapping up with both arms and just using his arms and his forearms to take him down. If he has to grab and hold on to, you know, the shirt or something or the belt and try to drag him down with the right arm, that might be an issue, so he might just be one-handed when it comes to that.
Okay.
But all in all, I don't think he's going to be too hindered by it. And right now he's going to pass-catching drills, you know, like the pass-ball bingo drill.
Did he catch it?
And I'm watching him right now, and he made a catch without any effort.
Live on the PPGS,
That's the kind of up-to-date information you can't get anywhere else. Eric Scalavino breaking it down live up to the second. Dane Fletcher on the field with the cast.
Catching passes. So Chad Henne could hit him in the hands tonight, and he'll catch it.
He could.
Well, there's no question he'll give him an opportunity.
And I expect him to do that maybe at least once this evening.
Eric, what any other tidbits before we let you go?
I think we just have to come back to the weather tonight. It was a great start to the day. Then about midday, there were thunderstorms. Then it cleared up by the time we got to the stadium. Now it looks like it's going to be inclement again. So depending on how bad it gets, that could have an impact on the game. But if that holds out, we have a perfect night for football. And it looks like the Patriots are relatively healthy. You obviously talked about the activation of Thomas Walsh off the practice squad, so that gives them a little bit extra depth on the O-line. Other than that, I'm interested to see how both of the lines hold up. There's, you know, a little bit of turmoil on the offensive line this week. With Vollmer not being around, and then just the new additions on the defensive line. I'm interested to see how both of those units perform tonight.
You got a quick prediction for us?
Yes, Patriots 30, Dolphins 20. And it'll be close for most of the game. They'll pull away late.
They're going to yell at you. They don't like it when you predict the other team to actually score. Andy's been yelling at me for an hour and 45 minutes now because I predicted them to win 31-17.
Well, they do that all because you think they're stupid.
No, Andy.
Oh.
Andy's been yelling at me because I predicted 31-17.
And yet he's been telling me all night long how great the Dolphins are. But we're going to let you go, Eric.
Eric, okay. We'll talk to you soon.
Enjoy
Safe
game,
travels, my
Enjoy
friend.
Enjoy the game. Get a lot of quotes. Quote board, locker room. Thanks.
Before we even discuss anything else, I want to get right back to the Ace Ticket Hotline because Dave is in southernmost Patriots. Is that what it's called?
We have the fan club?
Southernmost Patriots fan club.
Southernmost Patriots fan club. So I wanted to chime in right now with Dave. How you doing, Dave?
Good. How you doing?
We're outstanding.
So you are at the bottom of the world.
I am in Key West, Florida.
I don't think that's the bottom of the world, you ugly American. The world doesn't end in Florida.
Well, the southernmost point of the continental United States.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm with you on that then. How's the weather down there tonight?
Oh, beautiful. It's still sunny. It's probably about 80-something. Nice little breeze. Perfect.
What are you wearing?
Right now, I'm wearing flip-flops, cargo shorts, and a Brady jersey.
You son of a... That's beautiful. You got a group together tonight for the big game?
We've got a small group tonight. Most of the club and everybody down here are up at the game in Miami. They get one time a year to go to the game, so...
I hear you. So they had to travel way up north.
Yeah. You say way up north, but it is about a four-hour ride, and to us, that's a long time.
I hear you.
What's the pregame fare tonight? What are you drinking? What are you eating?
That's all
I care about.
Right now, I'm having a nice cold Miller Lite.
Wonderful.
We got 50-cent hot wings going.
Maybe
tonight.
I just drink to get drunk.
All right, how long do you think it could take me to get down there?
Quite a while.
And at halftime, we do a New England clam chowder free for anyone wearing Patriots gear.
Oh, man. I'd spend the fourth quarter in the toilet after all this combination, but that's a topic for a different day. I have a digestive problem myself.
Dave, what are you looking for tonight from the game? Thoughts? Profound statements?
This is horrible, but I need Brady to go off the hook for my fantasy team.
you're falling behind, have you? Well, you might be able to make up.
I'm ahead by 1 point, but I'm playing against New England defense, and I'm playing against Wes Welker.
You might be in trouble then, because I'm expecting a big night from the defense, but I think you're going to get 3 touchdown passes from Brady, so I think you'll be
happy. But
if they
go to Welker, is it counterproductive?
Yeah, I'm thinking 303. I think that's easy. I think that happens.
I agree. A lot of 300-yard games this week. I saw 11 of the 14 games had a 300-yard passer or something like that.
Yeah, there were a lot of big passing performances. And,
we'll see another
even
one.
From rookies, you know, 400-yard passing performance from Cam Newton.
Before we let you go, Dave, do you have a camera phone? Can you take a picture and send it up? We want pictures of all our fan clubs,
especially the
on
fan
the Facebook
clubs.
Page. Get
Absolutely.
It up here.
And even if
you
can't do it during the course of the show, we definitely want it. We want to get it up on the Facebook page. Kevin and Matt will get that taken care of. So definitely let us know. Get your whole group together and let us know what you're doing.
And if you happen to find a woman in a bikini to put in the photo, that
all
would definitely be appreciated.
Not a problem. We actually have next week we have a picture shoot scheduled. So it won't be this week. Like I said, most people are up at the game. But next week you're going to have a great picture from all of us.
Well, I look forward to it. And enjoy the game. Enjoy those hot wings. Don't go overboard, though. You got a long ways to go. This game won't wrap up till like 10 o'clock tonight. Not too many Miller Lights. Don't pull a Perillo.
Oh, shoot. I'm on like 4 Miller Lights and 3 Jamesons in it already.
Oh, boy. I'd be passed out already.
Well, have fun, Dave, and we appreciate you taking time with the Southernmost Patriots fan club. Thanks for chiming in.
On the tip of Florida.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I hope he can get a photo to us and Kevin gets it up on the Facebook page, because I do definitely, you made a good point, Andy. I want to get all the fan clubs so we can get maybe a team photo of all the fan clubs.
We need
an
official wing sponsor of this show, because I keep getting tweets. B_international tweets in, I'm enjoying a British Indian Pale Ale. I don't know what that is, and I probably wouldn't like it. But I'm preparing for the game, and the wings are cooking. Everybody's having wings.
Yeah.
Dave's having wings, 50 cent
awesome.
Wings. And what am I having? I get a PB&J. That's almost as bad as a PBP.
Our buddy John in Dallas chiming in on the emails here. I don't think Brandon Marshall will have a big game against us tonight. I agree. The keys to this
Me
game,
too,
in terms
any
of
on his back will be problematic for Marshall.
He says the key to the game in terms of shutting down the passing attack is to contain Bess in the slot and also Bush out of the backfield. I imagine the Pats will bring all types of pressure. Henny won't have time to step up and launch it downfield often, so you agree with that, Andy. Therefore, look for a healthy dose of Reggie Bush out of the backfield and Devon Bess in the slot on quick slants. If we can limit this, we will do well. I agree. I don't see Brandon Marshall being a huge part of this game.
No. Bess is the guy. He's had a lot of success over the years against the Patriots. And if they're looking to get rid of the ball quickly to avoid that offensive line being a problem, Bess would be the guy they'd go to. Maybe Bush out of the backfield. You know, somebody wanted me to point out they're very disappointed in me for not making any jokes yet. So.
You haven't made any jokes? You spent the whole 2 hours.
I think the Dolphins running game and the Dolphins backfield will be dirty. Bush and Johnson. See what I did there? That's from via Twitter.
Steven in Miami is sitting in a Pats bar in Fort Lauderdale, holding down a table and ignoring everyone so I can listen to the Patriots pregame social on my phone.
We appreciate it.
Great stuff, guys.
Too.
Thank you very much, Steven. First Patriots to score tonight. First Patriot.
Ocho.
Aaron Hernandez, he predicts.
That's not a bad one. That's actually a pretty good one.
That's a very good one.
How about
one.
Woody? Did we have Woody on the phone?
I don't know if Woody was. I think Benny was. Welker.
I think Benny is not going
Ocho,
to be
Ocho.
Gronk.
Gronk or the defense.
I think Gronk and Benny are the worst. I think Woody, Ocho, and Hernandez.
It all
good.
Depends on how you get down there. If you're at like the, you know, the 8 yard line, I think that it's a receiver. If you're at, you know, let's say you complete a pass and you get knocked out at the one, they probably pound it in with Benny.
Yeah. I think Benny's going to have a letdown year. I don't see him getting 13 touchdowns this year.
Do you see a trade-off of reps between Ocho and Price? And obviously, this is looking ahead because Taylor Price is inactive. If Chad does need a bit more time to get ready, would love to see Taylor Price in there if he can get some significant PT. Do you think that might happen down the road? Because I got to think part of this is health with Taylor Price, right? He's been on the injury report. He's missed time at the tail end of preseason. He was questionable with a hamstring.
He certainly
I don't
got
think
time
this is,
in
I don't
Detroit.
Think this is like last year.
He got Detroit. Where he rotated in for Ocho Cinco and got in there. So, I mean, it's certainly a possibility. I'm just not sure that he is leaps and bounds ahead of Ocho. I mean, the knock on Price is that he doesn't know the system or didn't know the system and didn't have that relationship with Brady, that confident relationship. I don't know where that is at this point, and it doesn't help that he's missing another game, regardless of the reason. Whatever the reason is, he's missing another game.
Pete in Hampshire, England, is going to make you feel a little bit better because I know that you've been a little concerned. You're looking for more participation. You're looking for the fans to come out of the woodwork.
I want a damn photo.
He says he's got a prediction right now. ESPN's pregame show, the ratings are going to be way down especially in the Boston area, because of the Patriots pregame social. And they're going to start getting some complaints. Everyone is listening to you,
I hope,
Andy Hart.
They should
Berman
be.
Who, he says?
Okay, I got some tweets coming in about sack projections.
Hit them up.
Wow, we went from Bush and Johnson to a sack projection. I mean, there's a lot going on here that if I were on PFW in Progress, I'd have fun with, but I'm just going to stick to football. It's a pregame show.
I'll tell you what, I'm so confident they're going to win. If they lose, I'll let you shave it.
Easy. Jay Coughlin 12 on Twitter says,
I didn't know that still existed.
Carter for 2.5 sacks today, whereas Mike Onfrio, how do you say his name? Onofrio? You know the guy, Mike? Isn't that, what's his name? Mike.
Mikey Vandalism.
That's the premium guy.
Yeah. Mikey Vandalism. How do you say that? Onitrio?
Onofrio?
I don't know if that's an F or a T. Anyway.
I think it's Onofrio.
He says, over under, 2 Haynesworth sacks. I'll take the under.
I will as well.
I think the Carter is a better bet. Now, I will once again say, I think those two things could be tied together. I think the domination of the interior tackles could lead to some success
Good.
On the Good. Edges from Andre Carter.
I don't know what kind of football you play.
Gerard Mayo. Well, I mean, we got Sachs, we got a Bush, we got a Johnson.
Some sexy edges tonight.
What do you think of when you hear Bush and Johnson?
You want some more listener on listener crime before
sure.
we
keep it rolling?
Put
are
a bow on
done?
This? Yeah, we are almost done.
Oh, man.
Matt, your buddy, Brooklyn Matt, says to Todd from Nova Scotia, you have a problem with people using words cavorting and therapeutically? Sorry, I'll tell Eric to dumb it down to 4-syllable words or less for you next time. And Andy, since it's a
Eric's
social...
Eric's boyfriend jumps to his defense.
Right. And Andy, since it's a social, I was hoping you'd do me the honor of wearing my corsage next week. What do you say, Toots?
Sure.
He really
now, if I wear your corsage, you got to do something at the end of the night. You know, you know how it works out.
It's rare that a guy can convey arrogance via email.
But he doesn't?
But he doesn't. He manages to pull it off.
That's why he and Eric get along so well. Anyway!
Big ahead, Andy. What else you
dominating
got?
Win for the New England Patriots, Paul. We are less than, I don't know, 20-something minutes away. It's like a 7:10 or 7:12
yeah.
kickoff.
I agree. 31-17. Andy thinks 34-17. We're way apart in our thoughts and opinions of this game. I want to urge everybody to get over to the Patriots.com page in the Kirsch Chronicles. Kirsch words, I should say, not Kirsch Chronicles. That's a different thing altogether. Freddie Kirsch will be live blogging during the course of the football game tonight, so as soon as you log off here, get over to the Kirsch words on Patriots.com, and then when the game is over, you want to come back to Patriots.com and make sure you check out Adam Pac-Man Jones in the post-game show. What's the matter, Andy? Any final
I just
thoughts?
Want to say Sonny McClain's is just starting to light it up, getting a lot of Sonny McClain's tweets. So if you're in the Sonny McClain's area, go to Sonny McClain's.
And tell him you heard it on the Patriots pregame social.
It's been the Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time, as the Patriots square off with the Dolphins from Sun Life Stadium in Miami.
And he back to throw. The rush, he steps up, goes over the middle, it's intercepted. Picked off by Patrick Chung. 35-30, 25-20, 15-10-5. Thank you, Patrick Chung. Touchdown, Patriots.
Be sure to tune in to Patriots.com radio all week long for recaps and reaction to this week's game.
Brady on second down and 7. Draw play to Ben Jarvis inside the 10, inside the 5, and drive it in. Touchdown. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, drives it in from 12 yards out.
We look forward to hearing from you on next week's edition of the Patriots Pregame Social.
So, any progress since last week?
I'm afraid not, Doctor.
Oh, come on! Where's the flag?
See? Like I'm not even here.
Nancy, care to respond?
I'm sorry, the path we're driving. What?
Bob said he feels ignored.
Run it! Run the ball!
Ever since she got NFL mobile from Verizon, I'm practically invisible.
Invisible. Interesting. Let's focus on that.
I'm right here, Nancy.
He's open! Throw it! Throw it! Touchdown, Patriots! Yes!
Nancy, put the vase down. Do not spike the vase.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about!
That's the 6th one this week.
Up top, Doc!
Patriots fans? Yeah, they're obsessed. And nothing feeds their need for Pats football like NFL Mobile. Never miss another touchdown on Sunday afternoon with NFL Red Zone. Text NFL to 89151 and let the football insanity begin. Verizon.
official wireless provider of the New England Patriots.
Message and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere.